Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission. This is our evening edition on this day, the 18th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time now is exactly a minute past the hour of 7 p.m. here in the capital city of Biafra land, Enugu. We are welcoming you from all over the world because we have a global base, a global listenership. We are welcoming you regardless of your country, your time zone, the continent that you're in. As long as you have internet accessibility, as long as you have any portable satellite receiver that is free to air, but especially MyTV, strong. Once you have it and you point your dish 17 degrees east, you must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra uninterrupted and live transmission on this very day. This is the sixth month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Some of you do not know that this very abominable and hopeless contraption has come to an end. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Now, our people in the far eastern part of the world, those dedicated Biafrans who do not sleep from their workplace, they come back, they listen to Radio Biafra, they also go back to work again. We salute your courage, your dedication, your sacrifice towards the service of your country, and we continue to encourage you, each and every one of you, for what you have done. Radio Biafra, and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra, will not be where it is today if not for all your numerous and irrecountable sacrifice that you all continue to make towards this very noble cause, towards this very holy cause of ours, which is to seek the restoration of our country in truth and honesty. As we keep saying all the time, as we keep reminding people, Biafra is nothing without the truth. And for you to receive this very gospel of truth on this very day, you must please go to www.radiobiafra.co. You must also go to your satellite receiver, if you have one, if you have MyTV Strong, because Radio Biafra is on satellite. We have our own bespoke app. We have Radio Biafra app for you to download for free. Our app is for free. Every smartphone, every smart tablet, any device you have that is internet accessible or internet enabled must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra. We have other listening posts as well. Our main website is radiobiafra.co. Other listening posts are biafrarestoration.com. biafrarestoration.com. If you go to Radio Biafra on Facebook, you will see all of this. We are the largest collection of people anywhere in virtue space, congregating in one place under one forum to be able to discuss nothing else but Biafra. We are on Facebook, Radio Biafra London. You go there, just don't add yourself, also bring your friends along with you. If you don't know how to do it, once you say to us, please show me how I can add my friends, we will be able to show you as we continue to grow to hit our target of 1 million people in one place. So anytime we send one single message, it will hit more than 40 million people. That is the way we propagate Biafra. That is the way we spread our message. Therefore, you must continue to encourage your friends. You must go back through your friends list to see those you have not added and add them to this very wonderful forum. That is where we discuss Biafra. That is where we banter ideas. That is where we exchange views and opinions regarding how we are going to get Biafra. In truth and honesty, there is no other forum like it. Radio Biafra London is the largest forum in the world. Anywhere in the world, not in the US, there is no place on this earth that you have people congregating in such number. Only on Radio Biafra London. Now we are in Enugu, broadcasting from here. The reason why we return London is because that was where we started from. We don't want to lose it. We don't want to get the new and jettison the old. No. Instead, we blend it to become relevant even for the modern times. That is where we keep and we must retain that very name. If you go to Radio Biafra London, you can add your friends to that very group. That will help us to get to 1 million as quickly as possible. No other people does the restoration of Biafra the same way we do it, because we are freedom fighters. We don't dine with our enemies. We don't collude with those of them in power at the corridors of where decisions are being taken in the zoo. We abhor the zoological republic. We despise Nigeria for what it represents, because to us, Nigeria is death. It is genocide. It is starvation. It is deprivation. It is poverty. That is what they represent. The zoological republic represents unemployment. That is why we must do everything within our powers to ensure that we extricate the children of the light, the children of Chukwuma Biafra, from this very hopeless man-made contraption. When man created this very devilish entity, that person's name is Frederick Lugard. The prerogative of the creation of any nation is exclusively preserved for the maker of the heavens and the earth, Chukwuma Biafra, in whom and upon whom every honor and glory belongs to. Here we worship Chukwuma Biafra, Chukwuma Okike, Ekekere Nigwanowa, because we are not like any other race. We are different. We are directly descended from heaven. That is why we are the children of the light. We represent the light. Anywhere we go to, we develop it. Anything we touch our hands, that thing turns into gold. We are a pride and joy for humanity to behold. And out of greed, out of jealousy, they are seeking to extinguish this very light, which was brought down to earth by no other than Chukwuma Biafra himself. That is why we must continue what we are doing. That is why we must fulfill the scriptures. The coming of Biafra is biblical. The coming of Biafra has been foretold for thousands of years, that these very people subjugated, these very people placed under this yoke and burden, will one day rise up to reclaim their rightful position. And their rightful position is to insist, to maintain, to project themselves as those of them that descended from heaven. We are not going to shake. We are not going to prevaricate. We cannot contemplate retreat. Neither are we going to surrender. As long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we know that Chukwuma Biafra is the beginning and the end, as long as we have anchored very firmly our principles and our belief systems on truth and honesty, there is no way that Biafra will not come. Heaven knows that Biafra will come. If not for any other thing, regardless of our sins, if not for any other thing, regardless of our shortcomings, if not for any other thing, at least we appeal to the Almighty God, Chukwuma Biafra. If not for anything, the way we praise his name. If not for anything, the way we offer praise to him by the names we give our children. If not for any other thing, to remember the promise he made to our ancestors before he gave us this place to occupy and to inherit. That Biafra must come. We must be free. Nothing is going to stop us from being free. Anything hopeless enough to stand before us, we will destroy. We have said it very many times, and that is the way it stands. We are making every effort. Hausa Fulani people, the cattle raiders are here. They killed us in Madala. They killed us in Savangeri. They killed us in Sokoto. They killed us in Meduguri. They killed us in Yobe. They killed us in Adamawa. They came to Abuja and they killed us. That wasn't enough for them. They went to Jos and they continued to murder us. That wasn't enough for them. They tried to come down here to kill us at over the Sunday service period. They came here to kill us on Sunday. As we were trooping to church, to Yoruba church, I hasten to add, they tried to kill us. You cannot believe the news coming out of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Those of them sponsoring all these killers, as our people are very definitely, very hopelessly going about buying and selling. They don't understand what we're involved in here. People who cannot phone home. They cannot call their families to ask, how are you people faring? What is your condition in relation to this grazing right granted to Hausa Fulani herdsmen with their cattle? How come our mothers cannot go to the farms without being raped? How many mothers have been raped over here without them telling us out of pride? How many of our daughters have been raped? How many of them abducted? When will this nonsense end? It is up to you, the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in every country to ensure that this nonsense comes to an end. If you don't do anything, you will be Islamized. If you don't rise up to resist this very thing, you will become Muslims. If you don't rise up, your name will change from Chijoke to Abdullahi. If you don't do anything, your name will change from Amarachi to Kudirat. You must do something now. This very day you have to do something. If you fail to do it, if you fail to rise up to do what is right before man and before God, if you fail to rise up to fulfill this very biblical prediction, then your end is nigh. This race will be removed from the surface of the earth because they would have proven themselves unworthy to be called the children of God. That is why we want freedom fighters. We don't need people that believe in the Nigerian law. We don't need people that obey the laws of the zoo. We need lawbreakers. Those that will go forth and say that evil is evil, because Nigeria is the embodiment, Nigeria is the encapsulation of evil in every ramification. That is where we must go forth and resist it in every way that we can, both peacefully and by war. Anything they want, we give them. We existed as a people for over 5,000 years before Frederick Lugard came here to enslave us. That rubbish cannot be allowed to continue. The person that created the zoo is a human being. His name is Frederick Lugard. Therefore, humans will dismantle it. The only thing that will endure forever is Biafra, because Chukwuma Biama himself created Biafra. For those of you who are in doubt, Biafra is the present Igbo land. Biafra is the present Efik land. Biafra is the present Ibibio land. Biafra is the Joland. Biafra is the Shekiri. Biafra is Urobo. If the people of Edo wish to join us, that's entirely up to them. After a referendum, they can decide if they want to join Biafra or not. The same thing applies to Igala. The same thing applies to Idoma. If they wish to come with us, we are not forcing anybody. Every control, every resource in your area, you control yourself. The greatest resource we have is our brain, and that is what we're going to utilize. I preached this very gospel in the morning, that the difference between monkeys in the forest and us are not very... In fact, it's the same thing. They're even better. They eat natural resource. We sell a natural resource to be able to feed. We are not in control of our environment. We have not mastered our environment. And for that reason, we are essentially primates. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwuma Biama, and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you especially. I must salute you for what you have done, all of you one after the other. Those of you that remember that Radio Biafra must be sustained. Those of you who quietly go about the business of supporting what we are doing. Those of you that have provided us with equipment. Those of you that bought us vehicles. Those of you that ensured we have an office here. The only people answering to Biafra at the United Nations. We come with facts, not fiction. Who are the people answering Biafra at the United Nations? The indigenous people of Biafra. No other group. None whatsoever. How many of these people have their headquarters here in our capital, Enugu, that men and women fought and died to defend? Only the indigenous people of Biafra. Everything that we do, we have done it by the books, both spiritual and temporal. The command of this very struggle was handed over to us by a legion of veterans in the presence of the high command of the Biafran army. They gave us their flag and asked us to fly that very flag inside any battle that we go into, that will carry their spirit, that will carry their tenacity, who will carry their bravery and their fearlessness. And as we remain without fear before our enemies, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. We could have commenced now, even today, but we couldn't, because what we have with us cannot take us for the initial 6 months that we expect the second phase to last. That is why the Biafra Defense Fund was set up all over the world to ensure that we have what it takes to defend our land. It's either you defend here or you are converted forcibly to Islam. We won't allow that to happen. We can't allow it to happen. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. And as always, Our program here is interactive. We run an interactive program. You can call us over the phone. You can call us via Skype. You can use Tango to call us. You can call us via Viber. There are many ways through which you can get to us. And one of those ways, I hasten to add, is the telephone and Radio Biafra studio line remains +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. You can also reach us through Skype as well. Simply Radio Biafra, all one word, in small letter, Radio Biafra. Search for us on Skype. Add us to your friend contact list. You can also be able to call us. We don't need to accept you before you can call Radio Biafra. If you call us and you welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. As we have become accustomed to, it's rather very unfortunate, but it is true. You can see the epileptic and intermittent power supply here. We keep switching all the time from no supply of electricity to generator all the time. This is a country that produces crude oil. This is a country that has the abundance of natural gas. We have coal. We have wall-to-wall sunshine. Yet we don't have electricity because all we do is to sell crude oil and buy everything else in its place. That is why people here are fondly, in fact, we can't even compare them to monkeys. Monkeys are a lot better than us. Surrounded by natural resources, we cannot supply consistent electricity. How sad can that be? They want to be members of the United Nations Security Council. They want to be taken seriously in the community of nations worldwide. They wish to be regarded as civilized people. But people here are not civilized. You cannot be civilized if you cannot generate something as simple as electricity. You have River Niger, you have River Benue, you have coal in abundance, you have crude oil, you have natural gas, and you have sunlight. How else do you want to generate electricity? How else do you wish to generate electricity if not by utilizing any of these resources that you have in abundance here? But lo and behold, there is no electricity. There is no light. Because we are just monkeys, I'm afraid. You sell one natural resource the same way that monkeys look for berries and for leaves to eat, a natural resource without refining it. That is something that we do here. Even what termites can do, we cannot do it. Ordinary termite. What a termite can do, black people in Africa cannot do it. And people ask me, what is it that they can do? At least termites, they build houses, they build magnificent tower. Because if you compare what they do with us humans, we should be building at least 1 mile high skyscrapers. Look at what a tiny ant can do in anthill, if you have observed it very well. And if you go in there, you will see that their temperature is the same. The temperature of that very place is the same at all times. It never changes. It remains the same. We are joined by the very eminent barrister, and rightfully so as well, that this is Radio Biafra, wherever you're joining us from. Wherever you are coming to us from, that we had power failure. There was intermittent power supply. Despite the abundance of every natural resource, they still can't produce electricity. That is what makes us zoo animals. Everybody is included. Zoo, pure animals. No roads leading to our villages. Nothing seems to be happening. No employment. Nothing is working. In Enugu, we only have Arabs doing work here. Arab men standing by and pointing fingers while the black monkeys are busy working for them. colonialism, even by Arabs colonizing us here. How sad can we be as a people? How sad have we become? This is Radio Biafra. I will go and bring in the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlaw. The barrister will acknowledge our people. They are in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, across the surface of the earth. These people are called Biafrans and they are listening to Radio Biafra. Please.
Good evening, Director. Good evening to you and good evening to all those around you. Director, in fact, I had wanted to report that the transmission has stopped for about 7 minutes. But it came back again and started working, so there's no need to report rather than to say thank you for all you're doing for us and thank you for all Biafran, friends of Biafra and those who are supporting the quest for the restoration of Biafra. Director, on a daily basis we talk. We talk, and the reason why we talk is because we know that Biafra is coming very soon. We talk because we are putting all our energy, we are putting all our trust in the restoration of Biafra. We believe in our people, we believe in Biafra, we believe in Director, and we believe in those supporting Director, and we believe in all our friends who are giving us the full support that Biafra will eventually, and very soon, Biafra will come. We are We meant business, and business we meant that is what we are going to achieve, to have all of us scattered all over the world. It is not fair. It is not fair on all of us. It's not fair on any of us. It's not fair on where we came from. It's not fair on the spirit of Biafra. It's not fair on those who believe in the restoration of Biafra. It's not fair on Director that talks about the dignity, the respect of Biafra. All of us here are singing the same song from the same hymn sheet. I'm listening to the AM Radio Biafra broadcast, and those who called still living here, devices talking while they are still talking to Director. We preach this on every day. And you guys always make Director to talk too much. Because when you don't turn off your listening devices, he gets upset, and quite rightly. He normally will say, you guys, these are the reason why we lost Biafra. Because none of you listens. But I won't say none of you. Some of you, majority do listen, and they adhere to instructions. Some of you who tend to be listening to themselves without listening to instructions, you are the people we are referring to. When you your call is picked, please turn off your listening devices and then concentrate on the main issue. What's the main issue? Your ideas, your views, your opinions, your money. The suggestion on how to bring out this money for Biafra defense. Because we are going into extinction. Boko Haram will bomb us. They will destroy churches in the north. Where our people think they have liberty, where they think they have privilege because of the name One Nigeria, only to discover there's nothing like One Nigeria. By the way, that bloody Nigeria has expired since last year. Now, Boko Haram is coming to our homeland. This is what is... I couldn't get my head around this. I could not put my hands into this. You destroy me. You destroy my shops. You destroy my businesses. You destroy my churches in your land. And now you're coming into my land. That makes you a monopolist. You cover everywhere. You capture everywhere. And I'm existing. Hi, our people. That nearly sounded like the wife of Lord Jonathan. Chai! Chai!
That is God.
That is God. Director, that is God, though, you know. Let me stand by. Let me stand by, Director, and wait for the news, the analysis. Director, this is an insult.
It is.
Somebody will kill you. They come to your land to insult you. My uncle will call it idiotic. How can I get insulted? You come to my home. Come to my own house to also put salt to such an injury. Child.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Good evening to all of you.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you. Good evening to you. Thank you very much. We have welcomed the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu. We shall therefore proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Some of you have started calling us already. Please, if you are listening to Radio Biafra, I will announce when our lines open. But before we do so, there is a reminder. We have the people that is going to ensure that this policy that we have collectively agreed upon is implemented. The Council of Continental Reps must meet to ensure that we carry out what we promised our people. That very group is led by Engineer Clifford Iranya. They must meet all the continental representatives. They are key to what we are doing. They constitute their own sub-department under the Directorate of State. Very, very critical, very, very important. That very group is led by Engineer Clifford Iranya. Very, very important that they convene as quickly as possible to lend credence, to bring their ideas and their views as to how the respective continents will respond to the appeal that we are making for the defense of our land. Our fund is simply called the Biafra Defense Fund. And therefore, all our continental representatives will have a role to play. Lewedim representing Asia, if I'm not mistaken. And also, I know that Emmanuel Otusoro representing Middle East, and our dear brother representing the continent of Africa and all the rest of the people will be able to gather, including Europe, to thrash out how to handle this very issue. Then report back. I'm sure that this meeting is happening right after this very program. It is important that this happens today so that we can take this forward. And now the news headlines on this very day, the 18th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 28 minutes past 7 p.m. here in the evening. 7 p.m. in Biafra land. It depends on where you are. Your time will be different. But it is always 28 minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are. And here they come. A call to release the imprisoned agitators for Biafra freedom. We continue to call upon the Zoological Republic, her authorities, the Emirate, the Caliphate, those of them who are hell-bent on subjugating the children of God, that they must and should release Benjamin Onwuka. Some of you may forget him. Some of you may have moved on to other things. Benjamin Onwuka, we have not forgotten. We have not forgotten those of them in Ezu River that you killed and dumped there. We are still asking for their autopsy to be released. These two things are vital to us. And we are also asking for the identity of the six killers that came to Owerri to kill us to be revealed. You will not believe what is happening in relation to those six people that were caught trying to kill us on Sunday. In Owerri, the killing that they have been doing since 1945 is not enough. They have been killing us outside. Between 1966 and 1970, the British gave them the license to kill as many Biafrans as possible. That wasn't enough. After that, they went back to Madala. They went back to Kano. They have been picking us off with their snipers in Maiduguri. They have been killing us in Yobe, in Adamawa, in Katsina. All over the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, they have been killing us. But on Sunday, to add insult to injury, they came to Owerri to kill us as well in our own backyard. And that is why we are looking to defend this very land. If they ask you, what are you collecting these funds for? You say it is to defend your land against the coming of Islam. Islam is coming. They are coming to Islamize and kill us. They're in Ezeago already. They have taken over swathes of land in Udi. We are in serious trouble. They are here already. They are camped in Imo State. They tried to kill us on Sunday. They will come again. And this time around, who knows, they may succeed. We are not praying for that. We are not praying for that. Help support us to defend this very land. You must do so. We are the only people calling for the defense of Biafra land. The rest have compromised. They have sold out to the zoo. The Ifajunas, using the name of, they became very clever. Ifajuna now decided to use the name of Biafra to go and deceive everybody. But they will not deceive all of us at the same time. Impossible to do so. We want Benjamin Onwuka released. That is our headline, as always, every blessed day until he is released. Benjamin Onwuka and the 12 other people must be released by the government of the Zoological Republic, led by Jonathan. Don't link over a church bomb scare to Boko Haram yet, according to police. Can you believe that? Boko Haram came, I want to speak this in Igbo language. I don't know. Because I don't think that English language does justice to it. They planted bombs in Obor on Sunday. They are telling us not to conclude that that is Boko Haram yet. So who could it be? Why don't you parade the 6 suspects so we can see them and know where they come from? Do you know they have not shown us the suspects that came to kill us in Obor on Sunday? Yet Benjamin Onwuka, that went to make a broadcast, has been paraded to the whole world, has been disgraced in the whole world, before the whole world, tortured. If you look at the right hand side of his face, it is swollen from beating and torture. But Boko Haram came to kill us on Sunday. They can't show us who they are. Do you think this is fair? Do you see the people that believe Human Rights Initiative is saying that we should obey their laws? So you want me to obey the law that will incarcerate Benjamin Onwuka, but set free people that came to kill us at Owerri? You want me to obey a law that will showcase Ben Onwuka as a criminal, which is not, as a freedom fighter, and then allow those that came to kill us to be seen as freedom fighters and sent back to where they come from? Do you see why we cannot obey the laws of the zoo? Do you see why no freedom fighter on this earth can obey the laws of the oppressor? Do you see why we tell that Bilie is fake? Do you see why they are working with Rocha Sokorocha? Do you see the reason why we ask you to avoid such people? It's very clear for all to see. You ask me to obey Nigerian laws, yes? That law says that Benjamin Onwuka, who is a freedom fighter, must be tortured and imprisoned and taken out of where he was arrested to be given to Hausa Fulani people. That same law says that people that planted bombs from Boko Haram, we shouldn't know who they are. What a law. They don't know how learned we are. They think if you say you are a lawyer fighting for Biafra, everybody will jump away. We scrutinize everybody's foolishness, including ours. Everything is subject to scrutiny. 3 questions they couldn't answer. Even Darlington, Imo, asked them questions, they couldn't answer it. I have to publish it today to show people that we have learned men and women still asking very pertinent questions. Don't link Owerri church bomb scare to Boko Haram yet. Police is telling us no. Then why are you linking Benjamin Onwuka to Biafra yet? Why have you done the link and sent them to Abuja? Those caught planting bombs to kill people, who are the ones killing people here? Hausa Fulani people, take the pictures of those bombs in the church. When you go to lobby, when you go to campaign on the streets of Europe, the streets of America, the streets of South America, the streets of Asia, the streets of Australia, and here in Africa and other countries, take the pictures there. Tell them this is what they are doing, where we come from. They want to convert us to Islam. The people that came to kill us, oh, don't conclude yet it is Boko Haram until the bomb goes off. If the bomb doesn't go off, it is not Boko Haram. But once it goes off, now it is Boko Haram. Arrant nonsense. Rubbish. A Yoruba judge, Justice Adeniyi Ademola, faces trial over 25 million naira bribery scam. She is Yoruba. What do you expect? Bribery and Yoruba, corruption and scam started with Yoruba people. This is the judge. Can you name any Biafran judge ever tried or arraigned for taking bribe? Chief Justice Oputa just retired. Untainted, unblemished record. Alex Ekweme served the zoo as their vice president. Alex Ekweme came out untainted. Nothing was found against him. We are honest, honorable people. We are honest people. A Yoruba judge has been caught taking bribe of 25 million. Awolowo is a criminal. Awolowo stole the money from our parents and used it to give to Yoruba people. As long as all the industries were nationalized, they went and bought shares in them and had controlling interest in them. Was Awolowo a millionaire before? The answer is no. How about the Dodo investments? The answer is no. Odua group of companies? The answer is no. Where did you get the money from? From stolen Biafran families. Money stolen from Igbo families, that is what the Yorubas are living on. Most of you don't know this. This is the Yoruba judge, a woman caught stealing money through bribery. And Abiola is a rich man wanting to be president. Have you asked yourself a question? How did Abiola become a millionaire? Tinubu is now a millionaire. Ask yourself, how did Bola Ahmed Tinubu become a millionaire? The answers you find will astonish you. Abiola became a millionaire because of check fraud. Abiola falsified ITT check, the International Telecommunications Company. Most of you know ITT. He had a contract with ITT. He falsified the check. He falsified the check from 40 million to 400 million. That was how the man became a multi-billionaire, by check fraud. Fraud, fraudulent means. And he ended up allegedly winning election in the zoo. That was the day I knew that people here don't have morals. You don't have any shame and no morality. A Yoruba judge has been caught stealing money. Yoruba judge caught stealing money. Justice Adeniyi Ademola. Criminals. No wonder the zoo doesn't move forward. Because of Yoruba, that is why it can move forward. The x-ray of how APC convention controlled by Tinubu, the Yoruba man, the criminal, the looter with 15 bank accounts. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, 15 bank accounts, 15, one Yoruba man, 15. What does Yorubas produce? Nothing. Barrister Mamezu asked this question before. Can anybody tell us what the Yorubas contribute to the economy of the zoo? The answer is nothing. I am from a place they carved up another caliphate. They call it Abia State. In Abia State, in Okwa, there is oil. Is that correct? Shell, are you in Okwa or not? Now, I'm waiting for Shell to answer. The answer is yes, they are in Okwa. As at this very evening, sucking our oil. Okwa, in Abia State. Yet, it is not an oil-producing state, is it? You're in Ebema, in Ohaji, taking oil. Is that correct, Shell? Are you in Ohaji taking oil or not? Yes or no? Ohaji is an Imo state. Is Imo state treated as an oil producing state? The answer is no. And you're one Nigeria waving green, white, Chileke Pokuno or Kondiara. Mad people. Green, white, green, one Nigeria. So if you ask me, because the state charity begins at home or from home, however you put it, I know what where I come from contribute to the economy of the zoo. I want Yorubas to tell me what they contribute. The answer is nothing. They contribute conspiracy, backstabbing, gossip. That's all they contribute. Ask Obasanjo, he will tell you how Wole Soyinka won the Nobel Prize. Did Wole Soyinka, was he even on the short list of those to get the Nobel Prize until Obasanjo went and bribed them? That was the day I knew that even Europeans take bribe. And the Ocha, they take bribe as well. Ask the Nobel team that gave the Nobel Prize to Soyinka. X-ray on how APC controlled by Tinubu quashed the aspirations of the likes of Okorocha, Amechi, and even humiliated some northerners. We continue. Pipeline explosion at Takwa Bay. They should continue. The more explosions there are, the better. We want the world to know that this is a zoo. A place rife with animals, wild animals. We are dog eat dog here. Come here, you see it yourself. The principal supporter of Boko Haram is the Arewa Consultative Forum. They have expressed serious concern over arrest of 486 northerners described as suspected terrorists by the army. Do you see how Arewa is coming out to defend their own people, arrested, coming down here to kill us? How about Ohaneze and the Igbo governors? When I talk about Ohaneze, people say, oh, don't say that. You're insulting them. But this is Arewa now. Arewa Consultative Forum is coming out, suspects in over 30 vehicles, going to Port Harcourt to look for employment in the middle of the night. Arewa has come out now to speak. How about Igbo Governor Sando Haneze? You see, that is what happens anytime you go and take money where you shouldn't take it from. It is called compromising. And once you compromise yourself, they do you ngulesa, you open your mouth, nothing is coming out of it, because you are compromised. Your shame and your guilt won't allow you to rise up to go against your masters. Is that correct? Because if you speak as a governor, they will sponsor an impeachment against you. You'll be removed overnight. Is that not correct? Ohanaeze, how about Ohanaeze? You see that 5 billion you took from Jonathan. I wasn't present at the very meeting, but we went to meet an Ohanaeze chieftain that was going to the meeting to discuss how that money should be shared. I was in Enugu Tarin Zawog, the publisher of Eastern Pilot newspapers. We went and saw somebody. He told us they are going to settle the dispute of the 5 billion that Ohanaeze received. Ohanaeze, am I lying? Did Jonathan give you 5 billion or not? Because of that 5 billion, you cannot speak about your own being incarcerated. You cannot speak when your daughters are being raped. Your women are being savaged. Being savaged and your men barred from going to the farm to go and farm to feed the family. You can no longer speak. They bought your silence with paltry 5 billion naira. Only you can't speak anymore. You are finished. Finished. Okay, son of energy. Most of you do not behave like the old men that you are. If you allow yourself to become an object of ridicule, we will ridicule you. If you behave like an elder, we will respect you. Because respect is reciprocal. We continue this very day because our headlines are numerous. These are the ones we covered in the morning. Wanted Boko Haram terrorist chief among the 486 suspects held in Abia. Yet they are saying to us, Arewa Consultative Forum is telling us that they are not sure that these people are not Boko Haram suspects. No, the ones that planted bomb at Owerri, no, they are not Boko Haram yet. But here the Nigerian army is saying that one of the kingpins of Boko Haram is amongst those that they are now interrogating in Abia State, in Asa to be precise. Convention Fallout Article urges Ikemi Sheriff and Mechi to remain in APC. Confab, Niger Delta youths insist on 50% derivation. Clark disowns document on self-determination for South-South. Explosion hits Damaturu World Cup viewing. National Conference wants a Jokuta still completed before 2015. And now the news in greater detail. The recent reaction from Southern Quarters purportedly claiming to speak on behalf of the Igbo Biafran people in regard with the attempt to make a public announcement by the pro-Biafra freedom group known as Biafra Zionist Federation at the studios of Enugu State Broadcasting Service, to say the least, is quite embarrassing. The Southeast Governors Forum that is reported to condemn the action of the Biafran activists could not have been speaking for the people. The action and utterances of the governors are no doubt born out of fear and, of course, an insensitive and self-serving position. There are perceived deliberate efforts by some people to mischievously distort the story of what happened on that fifth morning of June 2014. Such dishonesty at this critical moment in the situation of things as they stand in the zoo is uncalled for. It is for this reason that all people of good moral standing should come out to condemn the dastardly and dehumanizing manner that these Biafran freedom activists have been treated by the Nigerian police. Ben Onwuka and other 12 members of his group are being wrongfully imprisoned by the Nigerian police and should be released immediately because they have not committed any crime. Under the international law, the rights of the indigenous people are protected under the circumstances that led to Onwuka and his fellow freedom fighters' arrest by Nigerian police. And for the fact that Nigeria is a signatory to these laws, these men therefore have the right to declare their freedom any time from the encumbrances of the state of Nigeria, any time that they so wish. When the news broke that Onwuka and some members of the Biafran Zionist Federation entered the Enugu State Broadcasting Service to declare a free and independent Biafra, they were acting under the full protection of a set of civilized laws made by the international community. We want those of you that listen to the rubbish from Bilie to listen to very, very carefully to what we read. We didn't write it. This is from Osite BM. Osite BM wrote this very brilliant piece regarding the fate of our brother and our fellow freedom fighters in Biafra Zionist movement, who are this night somewhere in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North being questioned, being interrogated, and being tortured as we speak. They are being tortured as we speak. What is interesting is in this very piece is this. It is very clear from here When some idiots come up to tell you, oh, we protect you under the law, that is rubbish. The United Nations Charter on the rights of the indigenous people of the world grants you full protection to go and look for Biafra. It is not by any human rights group. That is rubbish. The document exists. You can go and Google it and you'll see it. The United Nations Charter in 2007 on the rights of indigenous people, Benjamin Onwuka therefore had every right to enter Enugu State Broadcasting Service to go and declare Biafra if he so wish. That is what we are doing here. Exercising the same right that they have under international law to go and pursue Biafra. It is international law, not the Zulu law. And the Zoological Republic through the AU Africa Union assented that very proclamation. Therefore, it is binding on the zoo. Nigeria is breaking the law. This is what we set up Bilier for. We set up Bilier to do this type of work. Go and tell Nigeria that Benjamin Onwuka must be released. But they are working with Rogers Okorocha with APC. Now they've been disgraced in the convention. They can go back and start from square zero once again. When people try to use the law to tell us, they have made a very big mistake. Very massive mistake. This is a case of law. Did Benjamin Onwuka act in accordance with international law? The answer is yes. The charter is there. The charter allows you to declare your independence if you want. It is there. By the United Nations. United Nations. No other. And they are telling us rubbish about going to court. Bunkum. Nonsense upon nonsense. Playing with words. The Nigerian police has advised that Nigerians should not draw up any conclusions linking the bomb scare at Winners Chapel Church, you know where, on Sunday, June 15th, to men of terror group Boko Haram. Police are now telling us, when you see a bomb, no, it is not Boko Haram. You wait until the bomb goes off. If you're alive, then we'll tell if it is Boko Haram or not. Just imagine this type of rubbish. The answer is, who planted the bomb then? Or the bombs, because there are two bombs. Who planted them? Amazing, isn't it? But Benjamin Onwuka is guilty. You don't know. You caught people planting a bomb. You say you don't know if they're Boko Haram or not. But you have concluded that Benjamin Onwuka's act is treasonable. People should give us money to go and buy weapons. To show these idiots. We are just wasting time. Trying to negotiate with people who can't reason. This is what happens to people when you try to negotiate with animals. This is how they behave. Boko Haram planting a bomb is not a problem. No, it's okay. It's fine. Okay. But Benjamin Onwuka is a committed treasonable felony. Yes. By trying to make an announcement on a radio station and somebody who planted a bomb. Which one is greater? Which one is greater? Amazing. Very, very amazing. At a press conference organized by the Nigerian Information Center in Abuja yesterday, the police force spokesman, Frank Kampa, advised that until those behind the incident is determined, no one can draw up any conclusion. An Igbo man in Abuja speaking and defending Boko Haram in Owerri. An Igbo policeman, Igbo Nigerian. I told you now, when I speak now, barrister will say, no, please don't go too far. He's an Igbo man. You see how clever they are. They will use an Igbo man to make this speech. Not a Hausa person. No. They will use an Igbo man to come out and tell that the bombs they found in Owerri. How many times have Frank Kamba spoken in the past? Mr. Frank Kamba, how many times have you spoken in the past? What did you say about Benjamin Onwuka, who's in Abuja now with you in detention? Igbo men. Some Igbo men, I should say, please, barrister. Some Igbo men. Some of you. May Satan have pity on your soul because you are outside the bounds of grace of Chukwu Abiyama. Outside it. Frank Kamba. Now you remember your Frank Kamba. You want Boko Haram in Owerri to be released. The media and the citizens should not be in a hurry to link the Owerri. This is according to the police. Frank Kamba, an Igbo man. According to this Igbo man, the media and the citizens should not be in a hurry to link the Owerri incident to established terror cell until the full identity of those behind it are known to security forces. Until the motives are established, I think it will be preempty for us to give it the toga of terrorism. Hey, Chineke, listen. This man is saying, in essence, that until we identify if they are Boko Haram terrorists or not, that the bombs they planted there is not an act of terrorism. I am quoting him verbatim. Frank Mba is saying that the bombs planted in Owerri Church, Winners Chapel, is not a terrorist act because the identity of the people that planted them have not been identified or determined. So what does that mean? So if you see a bomb in a place of worship, it is not a terrorist act. It's an act of peace and unity in the zoo. That's what it's telling us. You see, that is something that my cousin, Adama, who's in the USA, taught me when I was very small. I think I was maybe about 4 or 5 years. I don't know how I can remember all these things. About 4 or 5 years old. Adama used to say to me, that Adama will call her. She's in America. She used to say to me, I can remember the exact day she told me this proverb. Half education is dangerous. She used to recite them for me and I would cram it and I would go to school and be impressing my friends and my teacher in those days. My first cousin taught me that half education is dangerous. It was only when I went to university that I actually understood what that meant, that half education is dangerous. As somebody criticized Margaret Thatcher many years ago, Neil Kinnock said to Margaret Thatcher, "You know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." That applies in this very case. Sometimes people carry degrees as Ambodo. They carry all these things. I'm a lawyer, I'm a barrister, rubbish. They don't know anything. Their brain is empty. Empty. They bamboozle you with English language. Look at this man that calls himself Frank Mba. This is what he's saying. That it could be anything. For us in the security world, we leave all options open. We are ready to test all hypotheses. Somebody planted a bomb, for goodness sake. Bomb to kill people. You're saying it is not a terrorist act. Does this man know the full definition of terrorism? Can he define what terrorism is or terror? People in a place of worship, they put down bombs. And you're saying it is not a terrorist act. We should wait until the true identity of those behind the six people are revealed. Why didn't you wait for Nwoka's true identity of the sponsors comes to the fore before you take him to Abuja? Double standard. This time around, they brought an Igbo man to do the business for them. We are not demonizing Igbo people, just pointing out the obvious. We must continue about this Yoruba George. A three-member panel of the National Judicial Council, NJC, yesterday sat to grill a federal high court judge, Justice Adeniyi Ademola, over his purported controversial handling of a bail granted to a former director of pensions accounts in the office of the head of service of the Federation, Dr. Sani Teidi Shaibu. This is incredible. Yoruba people steal the money. Hausa people steal the money. Yet the head of EFCC is a Hausa person. Those of them investigating EFCC are Yoruba people. A Yoruba judge taking bribe, $25 million, to grant bail to somebody that stole the money belonging to policemen who are retired. Only in the zoo, isn't it? That is where we are. We are animals in the zoo, please. The rest of the world must understand. We are not just being self-deprecating. We are being honest. Animals are better than us. Wild chimpanzees in the forest are better than black Africans. It's a disgrace. A disgrace. There are only two places in this life you can go for relief if you're in trouble. The court and the bank. Only two institutions in the world can help you. Apart from your parents and your relatives. Do you know who they are? The law court and the bank. The law court here is corrupt. The bank can only loan you money if you want to do buying and selling. Amazing. Yoruba man, $25 million, trying to investigate a Hausa Yoruba fraud. Has anybody stolen money at the federal level the same way that Hausa people and Yorubas have stolen? When they say that Nigeria is corrupt, who are the ones corrupting Nigeria? Hausa Fulani Islam. Yoruba Islam. They are the ones corrupting the zoo because quite naturally, they are very lazy. Very lazy people. From driving cattle from the deepest Sahel region to come to the zoo. They become billionaires. Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, they are not cattle there as before. They are nomadic headsmen driving cattle. They had no property. But today they have private jets. Courtesy of the oil from Biafra land. Great, isn't it? We continue. We must do so. The much awaited national convention of the APC, we all know what happened in the APC, that Amechi them came back and they were all crying. There is another pipeline explosion in Takwa Bay. Some suspected vandals have allegedly punctured petroleum pipeline at the Takwa Bay area of Lagos, thereby causing a shutdown in the lines of fuel distribution. The National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, said the incident has caused a huge explosion in the area and the fire, and that fire has engulfed the area where the incident occurred. The NEMA spokesperson, Ibrahim Farinloye, told Sun newspaper that the incident occurred in the middle of the night, adding that valves and supplies have been shut down to suffocate the fire. He said that the safety officials from the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, Atlas Cove Base, are already working to put out the fire. The Arewa Consultative Forum this morning expressed serious concern over Sunday's arrest by men of the Nigerian Army in Abia State of 486 northerners described as suspected terrorists. The defense headquarters in Abuja late yesterday said that a Boko Haram kingpin who had been declared wanted had been found among the suspects. That notwithstanding, Arewa Consultative Forum, in a statement issued in Kaduna by its National Publicity Secretary, Muhammad Ibrahim, said that they are not terrorists. Igbo governors, can you learn from Arewa people? Oh, Hanes, and they are mad, deranged people. Can you learn from Hausa Fulani people? Do you see how Hausa Fulani people defend their own? Do you see how they do it? They defend their own. But you, because you want to contest as a senator, after serving as governor, you want to go as senator. So you have to be nice to Hausa Fulani people, or else you will no longer be senator. Enjoying the immunity you've been getting from stealing money belonging to the public. You are all petty criminals. The only difference is that you are stealing with our consent because we voted you in the first place, or you rigged yourself in based on the on how good you are at rigging elections. Isn't it great? And the same thing Obasanjo is doing, you see. You can use them of Biafra to bamboozle people. You can steal from them and say, I am a freedom fighter, and everybody will be clapping for you. Nothing, you're a rogue. A very simple rogue. That's all you are. The same thing with Igbo politicians. You go into government house and you steal money. You come out as the governor, people are clapping. I feel sorry for our people. People don't know how backward we are here in terms of common sense and reason. The capacity to reason has eluded us as a people. Very, very sad. Extremely sad. We must continue and then skim through the news. Wanted Boko Haram terrorist chief was among the 486 suspects held in Abia. Yet, Arewa Consultative Forum are today telling us that somehow they are not. You must release them. But Igbo governors are saying, kill Onwuka if you can. We can't do anything about it. The Comfab Niger Delta youths are insisting on 50% derivation. We cover this in the morning. And also, Edwin Clark disowns document on self-determination for Salsa because he is benefiting. The son is benefiting, and therefore the grandchildren will be millionaires forever and ever because of the money they have stolen from the zoo. That concludes our news presentation in terms of our headlines and accompanying news summary. As soon as the barrister is able, he will come back to us and give us the benefit of his views and his opinions. As for now, our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We know that some of you love your country more than you love football, because football to us is nothing. When we have Biafra playing, we can go and watch football. But for now, because there is no Biafra, I do no longer watch football. I no longer watch football. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Excuse me. Who am I talking to?
I beg your pardon?
I say, who am I talking with?
Who did you call in the first place?
I'm coming from Nigeria.
Which part of the zoo are you in?
I'm coming from Edufet.
From where?
From Lafia.
From Lafia, and what is your name?
My name is Lawrence.
Sorry?
Lawrence.
Lawrence who? What is your surname?
My surname is Emeka.
Lawrence Emeka?
Yeah.
And where do you come from?
Yeah.
Where do you come from?
I come from the eastern part of the Nigeria.
Which useless part of the eastern part of the zoo do you come from?
Don't call it useless, my friend.
What makes it useful? Where do you come from? What is the name of your village? Do you know where you come from?
Yeah, stupid man. They're an idiot.
You don't know where you come from. You hopeless Hausa man. Hausa fools. Lawrence Emeka. What sort of name is that? How many surnames are there that answer Emeka? Useless people. Useless fools from the zoo. Who don't know anything. Monkeys from the zoo. I feel sorry for all of you. You're Lawrence Emeka. Mad people. You're afraid to answer your name. I wish you can engage in some sort of meaningful discussion and not come call Radio Biafra and be lying about who you are. Mad people. The zoo. That is how they are here. All lies and deceit. Everything is about lying and deceit. Our lines are open for goodness sake for people who are sensible, those of them who are reasonable enough, those of them who can reason. We want to hear from you, not from people from the zoo. Animals. He behaving like a monkey. Lawrence Emeka. What sort of name is that? Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Rekha. This is Yoko Shukuru. I'm calling from Manchester.
Yes, please go
ahead. Mr. Rekha, God bless you. Thank you very much for what you are doing and all the Biafras all over the world. I greatly.
I don't know why this line is this way. This line, the behavior of this line, I can't quite understand. Stay where you are. Let us try another connection, because this very line, it worries me that the line is not as clear as it should be. Therefore, it is worrying me. Let us try and see if we can get it clearer. Can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can hear you clear.
It's better, it's a bit better now. Please go ahead.
Yes, the director, I want to make some contribution based on what we discussed yesterday about the contribution, about how, our money. And then, because I called someone, you know, one of my friends that I know, to tell him about we are contributing money now, that the state we are in now is the state of contribution. And he was saying to me that, what are we contributing money for? I said, in defense of Biafra. And he said to me that he's a Christian, he don't want to contribute money for anything that will be used for war. And I said to him, so you are telling me, so how do we defend our nation? So you mean when Boko Haram or Nigerian government is coming against us, then you come up with some petty and be chanting it in the middle of the road? Is that what you're saying? You were laughing. And I said to him, even if the Bible, the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 10, when David and his army, his soldiers, were out of the city, the enemies came and attacked and took their wives, their children, their property. And David asked the Lord, should I pursue? The Lord say yes. Should I recover? The Lord say yes. Will this continue praying? What he did was to take his army and pursue the enemy and take back everything. And even in the book of in the Bible, the book of the Bible says that the children of Israel fought against 5 nations, and God lay ambush against the enemies and rain down from heaven stones worth of 100 kilos against the enemies. That those the Lord himself killed were worth no more than the people the enemy killed. Joshua chapter 10, verse 11 and 12. So why is it that the Christian, the African Christians are being kind of playing games with the name of God, this and that? Even when John the Baptist was preaching about repentance, the enemies, the soldiers came to him and meet him and said, Master, what do we do? John, what do we do in order to inherit the kingdom of God? He didn't tell them, retire from army. He said, do not intimidate people with your position and don't take bribes. That is what he said to them. He didn't tell them to resign. So why is it that our people cannot defend our people? Let me tell you, the highest murderer we see who see how to protect life and do nothing. So, my director, what I'm trying to contribute in the way we're going to raise this money is, if we can, there are so many Biafrans who are not coming to our meeting. Then, if we can be able to print envelopes, put stamp on it, or print our name, fund for Biafra. So, wherever you see them, whether they are coming to meeting or not, or we bring up notebooks, and we're going to dispatch to the members of the Biafran movement speaking in various and our various places. So these people will carry out this notebook to meet people on the street, wherever they are, the Biafra people, and ask them to donate £20, if it is in America, $20, if it is in Europe, €20 or €10, depending on how their ability. So that they can support what we are doing, not only those who are going to make it, who are going to, you know, will be contributing, who will share this money. But additional money needs to come from these people. And people in Africa can be able to buy notebooks and take it to all these markets where they are, you know, to the market people, give it to the executives. Then collect money from the members of the country, from the marketplaces, the Biafrans, you know, wherever they are. At the end of the month, they will go and gather this money from them and support what we are doing because they are Biafrans. This is the little contribution
yes.
I want to give.
Your suggestion is in order. But that will be a suggestion you will give to the country where you're in if you are struggling. Because one thing we have done is to divide up continentally how we are going to raise this fund. Then how you make up that amount is entirely up to you. You can give the benefit of your advice to the continent of Europe, for instance, or to any other continent that may wish to avail themselves of what you're offering. Because if we sit down to begin to collect numerous ways through which we can raise these funds before we start, it becomes very difficult. But I welcome what you're saying. I accept it in its entirety. When you say that you have... Sorry?
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Please, what I'm saying is not part of how to raise the money. It's additional money. Let us share the money among the 2.5 million among the members. But this is the way we went, because this 8 million you said, the whole project will take up to 60 million. That was what you said.
Yes.
So, in addition, as we go on, we will be able to use all the Japan people in the way of the real world, can be able to develop this way to get money. You know, churches used to create the get envelope and give people on the street, say, donate money, we are going to have it, donate money. So, let us do something like that. If it is books or envelope, let us be able to do this and give it out to people. Let them go and meet the other people. Even if they are far away, they can be able to send the envelope or go and meet them and give the envelope or they write their name. You know, we'll get money from them.
Not a new suggestion. Okay. It's an addition. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, somebody said they will not. I said something about half education. You know, some people go to school, they think that they have understood it, but they can't go deep to study or to interrogate the very discipline that they are studying. So these very people, they do not know that Americans are Christians. Americans are even in a state of war as of today. They don't know that the Israelites, before they went into the present day Palestine, that they fought series of wars. They don't even understand the Bible. They do not know that the USA that we love so much, America and their freedom that everybody loves so much, queuing for US visa lottery. All of you queuing for visa around the block to go to USA. You don't know that USA fought a war to be free from Britain? Hey. Oh, God. Black people and Western education. Sometimes Boko Haram is right. We don't quite grasp, do we? For you to be like USA, for you to be like Europe, you must have a very disciplined base upon which to build a society and your economy, or else it will collapse and falter. Not in a country where if you have an appointment at 12, you arrive at 4:30 in the evening, and you expect to have the same result as those of them in the USA that will say 12 o'clock and they are there 11:45. It's not the same now. It's discipline. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on Skype?
Yes, yes.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Tochukwu Nwankwo. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. Are you one of us in Sweden?
Yes, yes, of
you
course.
Are. Please go ahead.
I'm from Anambra Agbata local government. So, I just listened to the last caller now. So, there's something I want to correct for this from this last caller, because we should respect this platform. It's not everything you come here and just say. like, you know, like, so many of us living in diaspora, like, you know, we talk to people. There's some people that will accept, there's some people that will not accept. You don't have to come here and say it. You don't have to come, you don't have to leak, you know, there's so many different people listening to this, our platform. You don't have to come here and tell somebody, like, say it on the radio station that you tell somebody to donate money and they did not donate money. You don't, like, keep on telling people. Is that one person that refused is not enough for you to come to this radio station and begin to say it, you know? Like, we need to say important things here. It's not like anything, any small thing, any quarrel you have with somebody, or because of the money we need to donate or anything like that. You just come to this platform and begin to say it. It's not important, you know? So that's what I want to say. There's so many people listening to this platform, you know? You don't have to say, we have to say something relevant here. Something that is beneficial to everybody. It's not something you have with something that you have with somebody else. You just come here and begin to say it. Keep on telling people. If that one person did not agree, keep on telling other people. You don't have to come here and say it. You know, that's just what I want to correct. I don't have anything much to say.
Thank you very much. You are very, very correct, and I accept it. I accept it completely and totally. We must be very careful, because some people will say things to us. How can they say I'm a Christian? Because of that, I don't believe in war. Who are the ones fighting wars all over the world? Is it not Christians against Muslims? America in the Arabian Peninsula? Is that not the war going on there? Americans, are they hidden or whatever? They know more Bible than you are. And God continues to bless them. That is why they are the mightiest nation in the world. Because they are blessed now. Without blessing, will you be great and mighty? The answer is no. You buy an 8-year-old car. You do Thanksgiving. You call your friends to come and help you to offer praise and thanks to God. America is so great. People buy brand new cars. So you can imagine how blessed they are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from, please, if you may.
I am Joseph Chibwe-Deloka from Enugu State.
Please go ahead.
From Spain.
From Spain, go ahead.
Yeah, just want to make a little contribution on this. One, so many of us have been listening to this radio live, like the last caller said, but I'm still up to it. If one person or two people out of 100 you meet on the road, they disagree with you on this very race we are on now, forget about them. Never even count them as your brother, because they are against you. If they cannot agree with you, if they disagree with you, disagree with them, and never you even do anything with them. Because I can see that them themselves, they are hearing it. Let them make phone, let them make calls. Even if they can, let them go to on the net now, on this very site, Radio Biafra, and see the news. All the news there are direct. Even people are posting it on Facebook, the one I had this afternoon, that the governor of Borno State and Sanusi have declared total war to the peace. Is those people arguing this, are they blind or are they deaf? So I am saying about the money we share continentally. On, please, I know wherever the Gaffers are, they have their gatherings. Most of this Europe side, they gather every third Sunday of the month. That is another very good area that we can even deliberate on this, on how to take fact. Because it's like these people, they are hearing what we are planning, and they are planning as well. Not too long that Sanusi took office as mayor of Kano. And now, look at 408 something pushed down to go attack the Easterners. And those Igbo are the top politicians in Abuja looking for briefcase to be handed over to them. They have nothing to say. The Ohanes and the as you call them, and I call them as well, they have nothing to say. I'm so ashamed of those that could not even read the right hand of the wall. And it has come to the time that nobody should sit back and watch. Everybody's boiling here now. Everybody's boiling. But what we are saying now is, we need this thing open. We need it open. If you like, then the world, you can do it. Like me, on the church Sunday, on the church on Sunday now, I will tell so many white people, if I Spanish, are you done us? Walk on what I'm carrying my tongue in the time, are you done us? Not also Gafra, are you done us? That is how we speak it. Thank you, director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Well spoken. Well spoken. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, our Skype line is open. Our Viber line is open. Our Tango line is open. Our WhatsApp line is also open if you wish to message us rather than speak to us. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, director. Good evening.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. The world is also listening. Please go ahead. We are waiting for you to say something. Hello.
Calling from India.
You are calling from India. Please go ahead. Go ahead and speak. Go ahead.
Yeah. There is. I'm just on. Vanguard right now, there's a new development, understand?
Yes, go ahead and give it to us.
Yeah, there's a new development because I'm on Vanguard reading some news. There's news that just came in. They wrote about you. Radio Biafra. Hello?
And what did they say? What did the news say in Vanguard?
They said a lot of things, but I just want to leave the one concerning Radio Biafra. They said another group emerged. Yeah, another.
Yes.
They said following the onlookers' arrest recently, another function of the pro-Biafran movement known as Radio Biafra emerged under the leadership of Nnamdi Kanu. Nnamdi Kanu declared his readiness to continue with the struggle of the... They said a lot of things, but I just want to say now this Radio Biafra is broadcasting everywhere. They are listening, understand? They are planning something serious because what they wrote here is very, very serious. Like what I read now, they want to make a big trouble against you or against Radio Biafra. And another news again just came in concerning the people they arrested, 486 suspects, that one idiot, Mike O'Meary, said that they are travelers, they are not terrorists. And the further said that all the passengers there, they have, all of them, they don't have more than 1,000 naira in pocket. But they declare all of them travelers. I don't know what is happening in Nigeria. I don't know what is happening in Dazu. And another thing I want to contribute, I've been listening to this Radio Biafra for a very long time, but today is my first time to call. And I want to appreciate your good work. I want to appreciate everything you are doing. I want to know coordinator in India, so I can contact him, then I know our plans. I know our plans.
Are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook? Can you hear me? Are you on Facebook? Hello? I don't think he can hear me. He cannot hear me. Can he? No, he can't. He can't hear me. I suggest you try and call back. Thank you for that piece of information anyway. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. We are in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Director, it's me, Joseph Chibwe-Deruka, from Enugu State. I'm calling from Madrid as well. Okay?
Yes, please, round up for us, round up for us. There are a lot of people are trying to get through. To get through twice is a miracle, to be honest with you. Please go ahead.
The last caller, I wanted to say something before. This thing that he said, I know that it will come. And we Biafrans know that it will come. And you, don't be afraid. Nobody has taken us to this level that the international now, they are the only international, we are, this thing I call international. This is where people are now happy with this. This thing has gone international. Nobody has taken us to this level before. So for me, I am happy. So many people around me here too, they are happy. because this is what people are looking for. The international community has been working for this, and we have gotten the opportunity. So, whatever they are saying, this is not the standard. They know that it is no more a child's play. It's no more a child's play. So, for you as the director, I know you face a lot of challenges, but don't be afraid. But what I am praying for is, no matter what happens, if we let this golden opportunity stand to escape again, but the people of them will never allow it to come. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. We are relentless. They don't know the meaning of it. We don't pay to be published. They will write about us, of course, now, because the work that we do speaks volumes. We are relentless. Simply relentless. We continue until Biafra comes. And Don Walker will be released. He will be released. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
Today is the beginning day, you know. I can say that my name is Oliver Nokamukere from Germany, Oldenburg, President. Yeah.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is now with the Nigerian people, we see the action of we in the diaspora. I'm telling you, be confident. This is the time. The battle has begun. So, what I'm trying to say, all the Biafras in the diaspora, each unit, we showed Nigeria now, we are getting there now. It's like a man to man now. It's not a token or something like that. Now is the time we know who is Biafra and who is not Biafra. All the Biafras in diaspora, I'm telling you now to be ready. If Nigeria, anywhere they want us, we are ready. And if they try to do anything against the Biafran children in Biafra land, believe me, I will join demonstration to stop the Biafra's embassy in Berlin to stop working. I'm ready to die. Let my friends in Germany.
I like when you speak. Voice. When you speak, I love it. We are going to have all the countries that want me to come. Maybe today when I was discussing with the head of our Directorate of State, Uchenna Nasewa, I didn't tell him. All the countries that want me to come and see them, there are many of them. I promise I will go to each and every country that wants to see me. But you must have a Biafran office in the capital of that very country as a condition. As a condition. You must be prepared to have the tricolor of the rising sun flying in all the capital cities of Europe where I will be visiting. It is very, very important. They have done it in Spain. They did it in Catalonia. I see no reason why that cannot be replicated. I understand right now as we speak, even in Dallas, Texas, in USA, we have an office. I need buildings and offices with the tricolor of the rising sun flying in front of those buildings. We are going to have an offensive, a charm offensive. We are going to launch our diplomatic offensive. We do it from those offices. We are going to captivate and capture the minds of our people, even those in their countries that we are domiciled in. Very, very important. We want to show the world. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Another thing I want to make my voice to hear. All this fake media, your fake media, be ready. What you are doing with it is indigenous people of Biafra, and we are everywhere. We are seeing how you are disgracing our elders and putting them in jail. And now I want the whole world to go to all the prisons in Nigeria. The prisoners there are the innocent Biafrans who is trying to survive. And now they must be released with immediate effect. We the Biafrans, we are not fearing anywhere. And we have friends and we have to show them now or never. We have to do it now. So, and I have started my own. I'm calling also the people here to their world to give me anything I need to defend myself or I perish. There must be released now. All those people in cell, anywhere in the world, as long as you are a Biafra, be free now. Tell them that you are a Biafra and let me know if you can stay in that prison for 2 minutes or the next day. And if you stay, if they remain there, try to give us where you are. Let let me know if a better person controlling the place have two head or one head, like human being or not human being. I let me know if the African people deserve to suffer all these things. Me myself, I know where I stand to fight my war. I was born 8 years after the Biafran war, and I lost my two sisters who were born after the war too, and other than them. And the, yes, I'm talking this thing now because my sister lose her son, her son who is 2 years. How can all this premature death will continue going on in the Biafran land, and people are still putting our elders in cell? And this is the reason why I will stand up. And when I stand up, I don't know where all this. People who have ruled the country, where they will be or where they will hide. Good luck, Jared, and hear my voice now. I'm not scared. I'm nothing more but either you free me or you kill me. All the other people, whoever is supplying you things, either you kill me, you will never kill me twice, and I will never die twice. I will die only once. And if the world, my friends, if I have wronged you in any way, you will let them swallow me. But if I never do anything, it's the time for you to show me that you are my friends or something like that. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We are here. Our work is ongoing because we are relentless. Relentless. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, my name is... Hope you're talking to me.
I'm talking to you, yes. You disappeared yesterday. I thought you were going
to come. No. That was this morning.
Yeah, was it? I thought it was yesterday.
This morning.
Please forgive me. You can imagine. Please forgive me.
Okay. My name is Odile Moloku. I'm the UK National Coordinator.
Yes.
And I'm calling from Manchester. Director, I wanted to say this thing in the morning before the line went off. But before I go on, I have to first of all thank you. I salute your courage and those of them working with you on the ground in Biafra land.
Thank you.
May God continue to guide and bless you all.
He said.
It is, there is this impression, this information that we're getting all around the place. And we find out that the people who are hard and very difficult to convince into joining this movement are those of them in the Igbo unions and clubs and association like that. And there are something I want to clear because I've got this information from so many people. And I want to state and explain to them that the indigenous people of Biafra are not out to swallow any of their meetings or we want them to collapse into our meetings. No. What we want them to do is to come out, join the movement, join what we are doing, be part of it, contribute to it. There's no way we will tell them to come and collapse their meeting into ours, because at the end of the day, if Biafra comes, there might be...
Did he say if or when Biafra comes? I don't understand.
When Biafra comes.
Okay.
When Biafra comes.
Exactly. Go ahead.
When Biafra comes. So there might be joint meeting, EFIC meeting, EBBO meeting, or Igbo meeting. So there's no need. We don't want them to collapse their meeting into our own. IPOB is not out in any way a threat to the positions of those leading Igbo meetings anywhere around the world. What the IPOB is doing is, or is asking, is for them to come out and join what we are doing. Our enemies are at the door. They are at the doorstep right now. We need to tell them that they are not welcomed here in Biafra land. So please, brothers and sisters, I advise that wherever you are, as a member of Igbo meeting or a leadership or in leadership position, we are not out to derail your meeting. Rather, come and join your brothers and sisters and fight this war, or whatever we name we call it. That's what I want to say. And secondly, I want to say that a telephone number will be provided before the 28th of this month that we are planning our demonstration in Manchester and London. The telephone number the BBC telephone number will be provided. And I want to also to use this chance to encourage those of them in Nottingham and those of them in Milton Keynes that are coming up. If they can, please, I want the coordinators there to please give me a ring on this telephone number, 078-2743-4649. I repeat, 07827434649. And also in Manchester, a meeting is coming up on the 22nd of this month. That is on a Sunday. And I'm calling all those in Manchester. I spoke to so many of them today, so many leading people in the Igbo meeting today, and they all agree that it is time to come out to join this meeting and to join this fight. Those are them.
Yes, can you hear me? Your line keeps going off all the time. I don't understand why. I see no reason why it should go off. Can you hear me? More local, can you hear me? I don't believe this. More local's line always goes off. I don't know why. But of course, he's made his announcement. Let's see who is on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, my table director.
Good evening. Please, before you continue, we have the barrister on the line. Stay where you are. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Absolutely, director.
Please, go ahead. More local had something to finish from morning, he said, and he couldn't even finish it as well.
I know. I heard him when he jumped ship. I don't know what happened there, but I listened to everything in the morning, director.
Do you?
And of course, I have to. Of course, I was listening while I was making my movement down to looking for something to chop, according to Ghanaians.
Thank you.
Director, you are always the man. And of course, I don't have alternative to director. Only you is my all and all. You are the de la creme of Biafra. The beginning and the end of Biafra. That's you. You may not accept it, but that's the way it is. However, Francis Ume is one of those like Wabueze, professor. They don't live at home, remember? They always stay either in Abuja or in Lagos. All these men are the reasons why you speak the way you speak, director. I understand when you get upset, you rope all of us together. But I say to you, I'm holding one of your legs to please be Biriacho. There are hosts of us that are more meaningful to the quest for restoration of Biafra. For the reason of the host of Biafrans supporting you, host of Igbo men and women supporting you, when you want to hush us, remember people like me and all the rest of others. Because we have, of course, few guys who are greedy. They love money. But director, if you yourself as an Igbo man love money, you'll not be doing what you're doing. Because you've been offered that same money. You rejected, you turned it down. You said no. Even you left a job that gives you nearly $2,000 a week as a consultant. You drop it there and said the conquest for Biafra, the restoration for Biafra, the quest for Biafra is what you're after. And so also many of us that believe in you and believe in Biafra. Ohanaeze will not speak for their people because they've been bribed, shut up. They cannot talk. Arewa and Yoruba, they will say whatever they want to say. The control media, they will say how they see fit. But the Igbos, the Biafrans, and when I say the Igbos, because they are the dominant group that disgraces the other, they are the dominant. Director, I put it this way. If, let's say, Ijo is the dominant figure, I don't think they'll behave the way our people are behaving. I heard you this morning when a debit clerk was talking about somebody who are trying to ask for 50% of what belongs to you. They are trying to negotiate. I remember 2 years ago, a Hausa Fulani man was telling the people from Calabar, are you not happy that you're getting 9%? We will soon take away that 9% and give you maybe 5%. That's very mischievous. You are in somebody's territory. I was discussing with a friend this afternoon about Dangote controlling the whole of Calabar River. Only one man, director. But her name's MD, but we not see all this. Oh, money, money, money. Director, I cannot wait for the restoration of Biafra. So that we will turn things around. It's a big shame, a cry shame, the way my people behave. Of course, I have to stand for that race evil. I have to stand for it because I cannot deny where I am, director, regardless. But rather to show them the corrective measure of how to bring my people. Remember what Jesus Christ said when he was moving away? He said, Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Even at the point, Jesus Christ could not take the pain anymore. He said to Father, God, to Adama, if it was possible, I will ask you to bypass this pain. But because your will be done, I will take it. Director, sometimes I don't even know. But that is even you yourself. Say the reason why you are there, my punishing us because of we've done A, B, C, D. It could be the punishment of the Igbo race. So then we shouldn't always blame the Igbo race because of the criminality and because of the atrocity and what we have committed. That is why things are going this way for us, Director. Therefore, when you blame the Igbo race, you have to hesitate a little bit. For you have said it, that is the reason why we have been punished. Unless they will see what is right, they will not talk. Four people, 400 and something, arrested. And the six people who planted bombs in my own land, in the whole land. Police are telling us, don't assume. But Omuka was stripped. And 12 other men with him are now taken to Abuja. We are foolish. The evil race, we are foolish because we have taken bribe. We've taken bribe because Ohanaeze can no longer say what is wrong. Because Kulonjina Fan has given how many billions to keep quiet. You see atrocity, you keep quiet. You see wrongdoing, you keep quiet. Ohanaeze Ndibo, I have said this, Director, I called from the beginning of the month to be disbanded when there was a problem in Spain. Somebody was reminding you this morning, Director, that you should carry on doing what you're doing. That was why and how you met Omiomio. And you acknowledged, you accepted, you agreed. I have called for to be disbanded. They are not representing us. My people are perishing. Ariwa will see thieves. They start standing for them. No, they are not thieves. They are just ordinary people. Yoruba Hausa Fulani will see their own people looting, stealing, embezzling money from our oil land. They say, no, it's just fantasy. Only the Igbos will see their own people, they will just disown you instantly. Director, but then again, if you remember the reason why Radio Biafra came by, is for the correction of the stupidity of our people. Director, if you remember where we started, we have put the Igbos together, you know. We brought the Afrans together because we know that a lot of things have been done against us. Some people were writing on email, inboxing me, that the Igbo race has done this because of this. I said, no, let me say it. No smoke without fire. Sine qua non in law. Something brought about something. Without this, there will not be this. They removed every industry in the eastern region, in Biafra land, so that we will not flourish. Obasanjo and Gulajunafan was having an argument because Obasanjo said to Gulajunafan, do not change the status quo. We promise there will not be any airport in Igbo land. We promise that the Biafra should not have any seaport. Director, they stripped everything from Igbo land so that we don't flourish. As a result, our people decided to be shopping one another so that they can eat. Even Bob Madi said this, when you are going to get some food, your brother will be your enemy. Director, is as a result of poverty, as a result of impoverishment, is as a result of scattering our people. removing the things that give them money. Director, do not try a hungry man, because a hungry man is an angry man. A hungry man, angry man will do a lot of wicked things. Our people, my mommy told me, Okoko, Poroka, Meharishi, a hen, because this hen is hungry. A hen did something wrong that it ought not to do. Okoko, Poroka, Meharishi, this is what the Igbos are doing. Because they removed sheepers and gave it to Dangote. They removed cement in Kalako and gave it to them. They removed ceramics in Umahia. Everything. They removed the shoe making production and textile in Apa. We are made ordinary people. That is why the Igbos turn into criminality, director, shopping their people, betraying our people, nothing else. Something brought about it prior to the Nigerian Biafra war, the Igbo races, then you can penetrate them. They are one unity. That's why I say, please, sometimes reflect, look back, that your people, we are one people. Yamerede, Ojibemwe, Kokoyam, something came in confusion. That was why he is the way he is today. We were told that there is a reason why crawfish bent. Because of circumstance. Our people have seen a lot after Nigeria, the Afro war. Director, I tell you, in Owerri, we used to have yam. Yam! We used to have ban. Opa! They don't exist anymore. After the House of Fulani raided our own villages, our own land. You know, sometimes when I want to blame our people, I have to reflect back. Don't blame somebody who cannot control their destiny. Director, I remember when Jonah was told by God to go to the land of Nineveh to go and preach. Jonah refused. Said to go, he ain't going nowhere. God said, I'm telling you to go to Nineveh. Jonah decided to run away instead of Jonah to go via Joppa. He started going through Spain. From there, Jonah got inside the sea via a ship, and one thing led to another. Jonah was thrown inside the sea, and of course, the shark swallowed Jonah and brought him ashore in the land of Nineveh. He was forced. It was not his making. It's not his own, but he was forced to do that preaching, whether he likes it or not. Director, Biafran, let me put Biafra aside. The Igbos are behaving the way they are behaving because everything has been taken away from our land. All our villages have been stripped off. Kings are now turning into Alahachi. Governors are going into becoming mayors. And our own sisters are turning into Fatima and all the rest of it, for the sake of money, so as to survive. Director, if I carry on preaching, it brings me to that level of emotional torture our people have suffered. Please, have mercy. As Jesus Christ asked his own father, Chukwuemeka, to have mercy on them because they did not know what they're doing. Have mercy on the Igbos. We have suffered. Irrespective of the fact we are the dominant, well-populated figure in that land, we have committed a lot because we are scattered all over the world in search of greener pasture. What can we do, Director? If a man cannot find food to eat, what is left for that man is to die. But Director, we will not die. Good evening to every dear friends wherever you are. I thank you for the support you give to all of us. I thank you for your steadfast love. Dear friends, I love all of you. Igbos, that is the trap I stand for. I love you. I can excuse you because of what we have suffered. It's not easy on anybody. Wherever we are, we are hated. Why? Because of our brain. And we are not allowed to use that brain anymore. Director, please be very pitiful for our people. Good evening. I'm standing by you.
Thank you very much. Barrister, you will stay where you are because there is a breaking news.
I am.
Yes, which I must bring to your attention. As Hausa Fulani people are now running from Imo State. over fears of possible attack. This is just breaking news. There is tension in Hausa community in Imo State following the arrest of six suspects by the police in connection with the foiled terror attack on a church in Owerri. Most of the Hausa, it was learned, had fled their homes. They have fled their homes and other locations where they usually converge for fear of attack by youths who see them as a security threat. Some of the deserted areas are Onisha Owerri Road and Mbise Road, where Hausa petty traders and laborers stay. Police spokesman Andrew Emonem, who confirmed the arrest, said the suspect had been linked to the bombs planted at the Winners Chapel in Owerri. He said the nationalities of the suspects will not be made public to avoid compromise. In Anokwakoko, to avoid compromise. They won't tell us that some of them come from Niger, some are from Chad, some are from Northern Cameroon, and most of them Hausa Fulani people. Mind you, Fulani is everywhere. Fulani is in Niger, all the way to Mali. This is something that most people don't quite appreciate. You think that Fulani is homogenous to the zoo, you are ignorant and mistaken. Fulani people are all the way from Mali, Senegal, all the way to Cameroon. The same with Hausa. Everywhere you go, you see them. So when you have the caliphate telling you about unity and one Nigeria, is it unity with just Sokoto or unity with Timbuktu? Who are we uniting with? The ones in Sokoto caliphate or the ones in Timbuktu? That is the problem, barrister. They have fled your hometown. Hausa people are on the run. And as they are running, we are also asking for our people to come down as well. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the line. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra from Enugu.
Hello, doctor. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay. I'm calling from Nottingham. My name is Polycarp Eziogu. My comment this evening regarding your visit to around the world. When I heard that, it's a very, very welcome development. As I have always said, you know, we need to make sure that we have countries supporting what we are doing. The threat of terrorist Islam, you know, overrunning most of the Africa, Sahara, and the Middle East is common. Given what is happening to Iraq, as you can see, it's actually raising a lot of concern to so many countries, and much more so to UK, where we live in. But director, there is something that I really want to kind of, I don't know, this is my personal opinion. You know, was it the day before yesterday I listened to your comment, and most of the time you are, you know, you're kind of mentioning UK as what they did to Biafra during the war. I totally agree with you, though I wasn't born before the war. But there's something I actually understand, you know, since I've lived in this country. The foreign policy in this country is not static. Whereas they have made a decision in the past to support Nigeria to attack Biafrans, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will do that again. Because the world order right now is pointing towards what Ojukwu saw in the past. That these people are very, very deliberate. They pretend as if they don't know what is happening. They are very determined, and if you don't share the same faith with them, your life means nothing to them. And if you look at the mass killing, what they're doing in Iraq, you wonder what would be the fate of our people if they actually come down without we preparing for ourselves. I will please, I don't know, but if possible, I will urge you to, you know, maybe soften the tone a little bit when you are talking about what Britain has done in the past.
Why should we soften it? Is it not the truth?
Well, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying it's not the truth, but...
Let me also make one thing very clear to you, my dear brother. You speak out of a genuinely held view on something very, very critical and crucial in our discourse when it comes to Biafra. Do you know that Iranians sacked the British embassy in Tehran?
I did.
Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that Britain reopened their mission there yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I think, you know, they even made the announcement this afternoon at the House of Parliament. But what we have to understand is it, you know, under what capacity, you know, using your comment as an example, given the past that Britain have had a very difficult diplomatic relationship with Iran, you know, now that they have a common interest, and that common interest is actually what is happening to Iraq. You can see that they have come back, they, you know, to work together with Iran, you know, but to some certain capacity, because there's still underlying issue or concern between Britain and Edison and Iran, and also with the rest of the world. But what I'm trying to say is this, you know, when you come in on your diplomatic offensive, it will be helpful, you know, if we, I mean, because not, the thing has been, what was done to us cannot be changed. We have suffered that. What we don't want to do is to suffer it again. What we have to be do is to be optimistic and focus on the future, because the future is very, very important to us, you know. And I have to be honest with you, Britain plays a key role in what is actually happening in the world. Whereas their government might even have a different different opinion or different policy, the citizenry of this country are very, very aware now, and they do influence what their government is doing. And the only thing you can punish politicians with is vote, because in Western world, votes count. They are very, very aware that if their people do not support what they're doing, they will change. They are very prepared to change at any time. So the point I'm trying to make is this. You know, we should be a bit careful jumping to conclusion where Britain will lay their support if anything happens in Nigeria.
Listen. Ana site n'ibiri gari mara jonwa. Ana esi n'uburu mara kpurochim. There is no recorded history anywhere of Britain supporting a Christian country to be free. I'll repeat. There is nowhere in recorded history where Great Britain and her politicians supported a Christian country to be free. Go and check your history books. They have a history of supporting Islam. Go and Google Lawrence of Arabia. Go and look at the role the British played in the emergence of the Saudi royal family following the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. Go and look at what Paddy Ashdown did, the leader of the Liberal Democrat, to ensure that the Muslim enclave of Bosnia Herzegovina emerged from Yugoslavia, then later from Serbia, as an independent nation. Look at what they have done in Kosovo. Look at what they have done in Albania. Look at what they are doing in terms of their support for those seeking their freedom in the Caucasus Mountains of Russia. Can you tell me, my dear brother, where the British supported any Christian agitation for freedom? The answer is zero. Never happened. Director, never.
Director, to be honest with you, I do agree with you totally. Even this afternoon, I was reading about the Emirates, you know, how those Emirates emerged and the role that Britain played in it. But you know better than I do, because I'm just interesting observer, you know, in all this. But the point I'm trying to make again is this. In regards to our people, if you ask people in Nottingham here, I am one of the staunch people who did not actually take, you know, what this movement of Radio Biafra seriously. But now I am one of the proponents. I'm very, very happy what you're doing. What we need is to have patience. Those of our brothers who are calling and actually finding it difficult to understand why Igbo people in particular are not jumping into this movement. You know, they are underestimating the actual work, the difficulty or the challenges ahead of us. You know, because we have been, you know, we have experienced war before and we didn't succeed. There are a lot of people who are lethargic about joining this movement.
My dear brother.
But I believe many Igbo people, I'm not saying all of them, have the interest of this movement.
My dear brother, please, I wish to correct one misleading impression that we have. In the history of humanity, let us even go back to biblical times. The Jews revolted against Roman occupation. Before that, I believe very strongly, they revolted against the occupation of the Babylonian army under the command of Nebuchadnezzar. Because they cherish freedom. They want freedom. They have been rebelling. You sack the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, they rebuild it. You come and you sack it, they rebuild it, they keep going. Igbo people are the only people in the world, rather than losing a war and that loss spurring them on to go and get their freedom, everybody turned into a wretched coward. A wretched, hopeless coward, because you fought one war and lost. So bloody what? Is the question. So what? Is it only you that have lost a war before? Is it only you that have lost a war before? You have not heard that if you try and don't succeed, you try and you try again. Do you know how many failures that George Washington encountered against the British before finally overwhelming them to give the greatest civilization that mankind has ever known, their freedom? USA has the longest sustained civilization period that humanity has ever known. Somebody made it possible. George Washington is his name. He got the USA out of Britain. Today, USA and Britain are one in terms of their foreign policy. Us criticizing British foreign policy will not make them our enemies. It will make them more our friends and allies, because they will respect and recognize that we know the truth. Are we preaching the truth or not? The answer is yes. Losing one war, even losing two, is not the way to admit failure. You keep going. Some of us took WAEC 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times, isn't it? How many times did you write jump? How many times did you try to get your wife pregnant? You didn't succeed and you kept trying. Did you give up? Why must you give up to be a slave? And when I say now, a barrister will say, I should leave you people alone. Please, we should go and reason properly. That's why I'm a Biafran. Because once you have Biafran spirit in you, you keep going until you succeed. You don't relent, you don't stop. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We have a caller on the phone, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director, are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Please raise your voice for me. The whole world is listening, rather. The whole world is listening. Okay. Go ahead.
Good evening, director of Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
My name is Mr. Wood Austin. I'm calling from Germany.
Thank you, go ahead.
I came from Enugu State, from Ghana. So, director, I commend you and your colleagues and some Biafras and you, later on the board and Choma Maralis and Ike Chukwu on the board. But I can't go on to mention names. I commend all of you and I say, may Chukwu God bless you. So, director, I want to speak in respect of the first caller today. That is not even an awesome man. I suspect he's a really bad man. He's a really coward man. By calling, claiming, speaking one, saying that he came from Eastern region. He can't even say where he came from. So please, director, I want you to give me one favor. If you can be keeping record of the numbers of people that he's calling, such a person, we need to establish his number. So that we'll give him a threat warning. We'll call the way we do to CNN and the BBC and whatever. We'll call such a person not to try to call Radio Biafra again. Anybody who is not serious, who is our enemy, who cannot come out openly, who came in directly, we'll face him so that he know we are serious people. That is one. Please, any number who called you, just keep the number. If that person came to make a stupid comment, let them publish the number on their Facebook or you announce the number, we'll face the person. That is one. Secondly, director, please. You know, you are our leader. I'm not here to debate with you. As a follower, I always follow whatever you say and listen to you. Please, I want to make one suggestion. I've been listening to Radio Biafra for a long time, and I've been following you. You are my mentor. In fact, you don't know what you are doing to our people. Our people are sleeping. Some have lost hope of where they came from. But today, by listening to your voice, we are awakening. That is one. So please, you deserve commendation. I really salute your college. In fact, I give respect to the womb that gave birth to you, honestly. In the history of mankind, I see as a Biafra man, we have never produced such a kind of such a person like you. I respect you so much. It's not about somebody who forfeited his profession, his family, all he have, in order to rescue his people. Who can do this? You know, when we give you respect or whatever, some people get jealous. But the issue, can you do what this man is doing? That is the question. Who can sacrifice his life for his people? Nobody. So I want the people not to take your effort or sacrifice for granted. No. You live the good life in London. I live in Europe. I know what it means to live in Europe. For you to live in Europe and come to the scorching sun of Biafra land for no payment or reward, just to set their people free. I want people to make sure they take it seriously. That is one. Please, I want the editorial board of Biafra, I want them to listen, please. I want to make a contribution. Every country has to protect their leader. This contribution, if it will be enacted as a law, let them make it as a law. That we, Biafra, should protect our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. That we should make a law that a fight, a touch at Nnamdi Kanu is a touch at Biafra. Because we all say, we support you, we follow you, we are at your back, we are at your front. But when something happens, they will withdraw back. No. And to support you and to protect you is not by mouth, it's by action. We will protect you spiritually, physically, in Facebook, in internet, on air, anywhere, even when you are traveling to any country. One, if you make any comment on Facebook, and any Yoruba or Hausa man came to attack you with any one word, or Biafra, he will receive 1,000 or 1 million comments, he will go back. This is the type of things I want. Physically, anywhere you are going, let them be a secret. You are in the lion zone. You are saying what no man can say. You have said the truth. And the Bible says only truth that set man can free. And you came because of truth. Please, I want the answer. Secondly, anywhere you are going in the world, British, America, or London, anywhere, or Europe, whoever is inviting you, which country that is inviting you, any country that is inviting you, let them make sure they have a security there. I wouldn't want a situation whereby you are talking, some stupid idiot to enter there and start making noise and behaving Chinese character. We don't want this. If a German wants to invite you, let them, with their coordinator, provide a security. Let us value our own. Is it because you made yourself so simple that our people, if they should pay money to come and see you, can many people afford to come and see you? Is it because they don't give you the respect, they think you are not a governor or president? Even if so, who can send me a governor in Eastern region who can do what you are doing? Or the so-called Biafra, who are fathered by Hausa people. I watch a video where local culture, they have Islamized Muslim people. They have a television where people call. And this is the people there, they came to be Aisha, Muhammad. But these people are speaking Igbo. And somebody call and ask them a question. Why do you people have a mosque in government house of Imo State? Can you have a church in a government house in Kaduna State or anywhere inside the government house? Can you have a church there? They started to defend it, saying all sorts of rubbish. So please, my brother, I'm begging all Biafrans, let us value or let us protect our director. Our director is number one priority in this very struggle. We should not do anything. Even the budget we are doing, we should do budget for its own protection. Anywhere it's going, whether it's through to Germany, wherever it's going, let us make sure there is security. Let nobody walk out from anywhere and attack him or whatever. We don't want this. And whoever attack our director, attack Biafra. This is our one law we have to make. America today has a law that any country, before you become president of America, Obama did it, they will ask you, do you agree that anybody who attack Israel attack America? You say yes. This is what we want to establish. Let us protect our leader first, and let us respect our leader. And if somebody is calling, please let them add a little respect. Let somebody not just call and say, are you talking to your brother? Can you call Ojukwu and say, America? Why are people so daft and stupid? Let us value this man. We have never had this kind before. And I don't think after this we can have it. So the opportunity we have this man, let us value him. Let us follow him. He never failed. And he never failed. And he will never fail. Please, director, I have one song I want to sing for people who is answering that this man, are you sure he's not going to fail? Please, can you permit me to sing just five seconds, just a song, for people to know he cannot fail?
Of course, I can't fail. Please go ahead. Make it very brief.
Okay. Okay, very, very brief. Yeah. The song goes like this. It's from my heart. Please, let the Afans exact question for me. Okay? When people, when they ask me, what do you think about our director? I would tell them director never fail. When they ask me, what do you think about Nnamdi? I would say that Nnamdi never fail. Will Odjuzokan fail you? Oh, yes. No, just Okocha will fail you. Oh, yes. Jonathan will fail you. Oh, yes. Harajimi will fail you. Oh, yes. When the director fail you, no, Nnamdi never fail. You never fail, and you can never fail. Please, that's my own contribution. As the director, I have another message, which I'm not allowed to speak on air. If I don't know whether through SMS or WhatsApp, I want to speak with you. There's something
send,
I want to give you information.
Send SMS first, and then you call. So I'll be near the phone. You give me a time through SMS, and then you call me. As you can imagine, I am a very busy man. Sometimes very difficult to get hold of, but I do speak to people. I spoke to our head of the Directorate of State before I came on air, Uchenna Asiebu. I do speak to people. If you send an SMS, and then we take it on from there. You are very kind. Thank you very much. You pointed out something which is very close to my heart. I will keep saying this thing until it sinks in. Before we came, there were no people like us. Now that we are here, despite the attempt to imitate what we are doing, which I welcome, mind you, I love competition. I welcome it. They can never be like us, and long after we are gone, the likes of us will never come again, because we don't do anything we do by our minds, because Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come. Heaven knows I never put myself in this position before. I am not a broadcaster. Uche Mefo is not an engineer. Barestema Mezu is not a commentator. Neither is Caro Monde any of the things that she has become. Neither is our dear sister Brechukwane Borgo. Neither are any of the people that came forward. Look at the case of Uchenna Asiebu Omiomio. We'll call him very fondly. How did he come into Biafra? The night that this debate was raging in Victoria, and I said I must go there to preach this gospel, did he know that one day he will be serving his country in one of the most sensitive and important positions we have as of today? He didn't know that. He was in an Igbo meeting. Ohaneze Ndi Igbo. But today, Uchenna Asiebu is one of us, the head of the Directorate of State, a very powerful and influential position to have, considering where we are today. Let me tell you something. We will never fail. I will rather commit suicide than fail Biafra. Those that know me, they know it's impossible. Inconceivable. It is unthinking. It can never happen. Even if heaven and earth are mixing together, can never happen, not in our lifetime. Nnamdi Kanu, you will remember me. You will. That our likes don't come two times in a lifetime. The reason why Israel Oku Kanu married Salome Meme Wadinobi was to give birth to me, that Biafra may come. Biafra will come in my lifetime. There is nothing I will not do to bring about Biafra, nothing. Not that we may go forth and become important personalities. No. Hell no. But that the scriptures may be fulfilled. That this very place that was free before Lugard came. That these people that valued the worship of God over anything else. That these people that came from villages called Umuchukwu and Omu Obasi. That these people that have places called Omo and Igwe, for these same people that glorify and eulogize Chukwu Abiama with the names they give their children, that their respect, their dignity, their freedom, their sanctity as a race that came from heaven must be respected. That is why we are here. This is not a child's play. We are not in any law court because we don't have anything to discuss with man. Chukwu Abiama said we should come to go forth and do what is right before him. And before the entire humanity, and that is precisely what we are doing. We cannot fail you. You will fail us, but we won't fail you. That is for sure. We have never failed before. We do not lie to you. We cannot deceive you. We do not pay Nigerian papers to write glowingly about us. Vanguard today wrote about us. I don't know who they are. Because by the work they do, ye shall know them. as long as we continue to work hard in the very little ways that we can, collectively all over the world, we become very formidable. The indigenous people of Biafra will take us into Biafra land. All of us together, as one family. What we have are family meetings. Not movement meeting, no. Family meeting, because we are one indivisible family. The indigenous people of Biafra. I got information today that some people are investigating, running around from Bilie, working for Ocha Sokolocha and APC, trying to see, investigating to see how they can undermine, telling the British government if they can close down our account. I said, I'm praying to God they do that. I'm praying to God they do that. Have you read the Vanguard interview? The Vanguard report? Have you read it? Where it is stated very, very clearly that Wazirike has compromised the struggle. Did you see from the Vanguard article that somebody pointed us to? The truth. Eziopu. Eventually, it comes out to the surface. You cannot repress it. It is there. It is eternal. That is why we said, our ancestors said, that truth is life. Because from the beginning of creation, there was truth. That is why 1 plus 1 is always equals to 2. If you mix 2 molecules of hydrogen and oxygen, you get water. It doesn't change. Water is produced. If you separate them, you have hydrogen and have oxygen. Fact. That is why science underpins humanity. Science is, if you mix something you know with something you know, you predict an outcome that you know about. It doesn't change. That is why it's called empirical. Tested and proven. We are truthful people. We don't prevaricate. Never. God forbid. I said you will remember us. Watch and see now. Now Biafra is going to come. Our deadline is intact. December 31st, 2015. Can you give us the weapons? You can stay where you are. Just contribute towards the Biafra Defense Fund. And don't tell me you're a Christian. It makes no sense to me. For me, I'm a Biafran. Britain that gave you the Bible is more interested in protecting Islam than defending you. Therefore, it is your duty to defend yourself. Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you're calling from. From Lagos, I like the way your name sounds. When I say to somebody, give me your name, and they give me their names the way you have given it to me, it gladdens my heart. You're welcome to this program. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening because we are Radio Biafra, reaching out to the whole world. Please go ahead.
I'm actually from Umuala. In Idato North.
Idato, please go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, state.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, sir. So, but just the one you broke out, anybody want to join the army force to start coming. So, because of that, I could come like my job. I could come my job. It's just easy. Edge warehouse, you know, that will start coming. But the problem didn't happen last night before, because I wanted to leave this morning. But only because they call me, it's a great call in the book. It happened the world, I'm sorry, it also break my heart. So, what I said, everything was impossible. So, when the number.
Hold on. You're in Lagos now, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you want to fight for your country, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you have resigned from your job, is that also correct?
Yes, sir.
Then you come to Enugu tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'll see you. When you get here, you call us when you get to Enugu.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you have brought out yourself to serve your country, we must accommodate you. He left his job. From the way he said his name, I knew that is the Biafran. What is your name? He gave us 3 names. His first, his middle name, and his surname. I knew that this was a Biafran. by the time we finish the conversation, you can see that he's a Biafran. He will come here, he will join us. The advance party is here, so you come and join them. We want to build the finest army that the world has ever known. I know that our distant cousin, the Israelis, may disagree, but we want to build a very formidable army here. Very, very disciplined. Very, very disciplined. And we are begging the USA and British, do not support Muslims. Allow us to show them that we can beat them in battle. I don't want any Biafra brought about by peaceful means. I don't want it. It leads to insult. We want to defeat the Nigerian army in battle and in a war. Then they will respect us. The same thing that Israel did is what we must do. We must defeat our enemies to emerge, or else we are nothing. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue this very work. This work that Chukwu Abiama has sent us to do. We must continue it, and we must welcome you from wherever you are on this planet Earth, that we continue to preach this gospel of hope, gospel of redemption. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. This is Placid Alojiabara from India.
Placid, you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. We are all listening.
I want to make an announcement for one of our brother who called from India, because he could not be able to get online for you to tell him how he can reach us here in India. So I'm calling for me to drop the line. Maybe if he's still on the line, he can call and reach us.
Of course, please go ahead. Go ahead.
The number to call and reach us is
099-710-19734.
I repeat, 099-710-19734.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I believe you received that. Thank you very much, my dear brother. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Johnson Carl. I'm coming from Manchester.
Thank you very much.
I'm in Biafra land.
Thank you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you and your crew for the good job you have been doing for us. I just said that you could be and I bless you abundantly and your family.
Thank you. Issa, and you too. Please go ahead.
Thank you, my brother. Yes, I want to announce our meeting. Our coordinator just called me to announce the meeting because of the network concerning his phone. We are having a meeting on Sunday, on 22nd, on Sunday in Manchester, in Thompson Street, in Fire Station. The postcode is M45FP. We have a meeting by 5 o'clock on Sunday. We just invite all the newcomers, the old members. You are welcome for the meeting. It's so important for each one of us to meet together and discuss all the things that we have to do. Wherever you are in Manchester, you are invited, new and old, from Piccadilly by walking. It's not up to 10 minutes by walking. And if you are coming by car, you can still use the postcode. Or if you are coming by bus, you can take bus 83-14-184 to come over. Just stop in Chinese supermarket that we are staying. So, please, 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 my brother and sisters, wherever you are, we need you. Those with their wife, we need you. It's so important for we to gather together and knew the necessary thing that we have to do. And also, it's good, even though the contribution that we have to contribute, it's important, and our multi-Jews, it's important for we to gather together for it. Because I know that where I come from, that somebody called by Penny Wego, and people know that man as Peniwego. So AP is a money. So my brothers and sisters, please, 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 you are welcome for the meeting. So this is the announcement that I wanted to make it this very even. So thank you, Director.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
And God bless you too, my dear brother on the phone. Before I go on to bring this breaking news that has happened in Omuahia, very big news, not big news, but big news to local people who are there anyway. They call out on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. I'm talking to you, please. Yes, go ahead. The world is waiting.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Amadeus Chukwumeke. I'm calling from Italy.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I thank you for the good work you are doing for our people.
Thank you.
Their fans need you more than you need yourself. You know, you are a Biafran voice. Forget about all those governors saying they are governors of Igbo land. They are hopeless and useless people. They can't speak for their people. They are seeing what is happening, going on in Nigeria and call zone. They can't do anything. They are afraid of the Northerners. They are afraid of the Hausa, Yoruba, oligarchy. They are compromisers. They have friends. They are building in Lagos and Abuja. What do you expect them to do? Even some of our Igbo people who are living in Western world, they are always talking of building the house in Abuja and in Lagos. How can they come out and lose all those properties? That is selfishness. They have suffered a long years to build houses in Abuja and Lagos. Now we are talking of Biafra. Then when we get Biafra, they lose all their work they have. That is why whenever we are calling them to come, they refuse to contribute. They say you will not get heard. But I encourage you, keep on going on. And another contribution I want to make that is important is this. This morning we are talking of now. Please, the editorial board of Radio Biafra is delaying. Tell us how much every country or continent we pay. Even if we are 7 or 8, we level ourselves as we are doing it before. We will not stop anything we are doing. We have started it. There is one adage who say that when you are cooking a soup and you are putting salt on it, and when that salt have not come to the test of the soup, you will still keep on putting until when you start the test of the salt. We have sowed a seed by buying transmitter, by going on air and satellite. Then how can we relent? We will never relent. Even if you are 7 or 8 or 10 people, we still keep on doing it until Biafra comes. As far as Italy is concerned, I know, we will never go back. And I'm using this opportunity to announce our meeting, Treviso Zone, that is coming on Sunday, 22, at Omela Church Hall, Treviso. I want to tell all the secret listeners to come out and make this thing a reality. Stop hiding. Some people are afraid. I don't know what they are afraid for. Even if we are in Nigeria, when we are in the Zoom, we rally, when we are doing Masab, we come out openly on air. But even some people in the Western world, they have freedom of speech, freedom of right to agitate. Some of people are still afraid. I don't know the third word of our people. So you saw some people making noise. You think that they are human beings. They are nothing. Everyone's afraid. Afraid for what? In a Western world, you are fighting for your freedom. You are fighting for your freedom. You don't see how people are suffering at home. Even what you are saying at home, you see some people, when you call them, telling them about it, they are all after money.
after money. Poverty have lavished the life of our people. They don't listen any word. They don't take only money how to survive. Even millions are tuning want to come outside abroad. What are they coming abroad for? But we have governors. We have senators. They are calling themselves people, our voice, those representing us, Ohanaeze. Many things are happening. They don't care what our people are going through. They don't care what our people are going through. People are dying every day. People are suffering. If you go to many embassies, you see our people. Where are they going? But they are telling the governors and senators are saying they are ruling the country. But people are queuing to come out, go outside the world, the country. Please, director, keep on burning the fire. Please, my decision is that tell the continent how much are we going to pay for this thing that is going to commence. Then, throw the drone out of at the road and leave the dog to know what to do the drone. Please. Stop the delay. Tell us the amount to pay the continent so that we know what to do. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I thought we announced this yesterday. We shall do so again today. We have divided up the money. Europe is going to pay us $2.5 million. Africa is $1 million. Asia, $2 million, North America, $1.7 million, and Middle East, $800,000. I'm not happy that America, the whole of the North, which includes Canada, USA, and Mexico, is only $1.7 million. I don't know. I'm not happy about it, but I'm not there when the decision was being taken. They must review it. Africa is $1 million. USA, $1.7 million. That is not fair. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
Good evening to all Biafras all over the world.
Good evening.
This is Sunday Daniel Ian Emekwa, the regular caller on this program. I'm from Nnewi South, Ogbo, in Anambra State.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, all Biafras.
Good evening.
I really want to appreciate God and appreciate you, Dr. Nnamdi. I don't know what you use to qualify you as a matter of fact, but if there is any supreme being apart from God, if there's any supreme name apart from God to qualify anybody, I think I should use that to qualify you. God has brought you for this moment of determination of our country. God has brought you as a Moses of our time. This is the time for all of us to rise up and leave everything behind us, whatever that is separating all the ego. Just as our barrister spoke, in any situation, whatever may be the lapses and the weaknesses of the ego, I excuse them on that, because after the war, my people suffered. After the war, they really suffered. Many of us are still going through all kinds of different trauma as a result of so-called Nigerian zoo policy against the Igbo race. They are suffering in many places. Our brothers are suffering abroad. Our brothers are suffering in Nigeria, the zoo. Our brothers are suffering in their own country. My heart bleeds when they say that even in our own village in Enugu, that our men cannot go out to farm. It's only the women that goes out to farm. And I want to ask the Biafran, is it not Nigerian policy? Is it not the same occupation of Nigerian government that is telling our people, the men, they should not go out to farm? Is it not the same people that will give the Alpha Fulani guns and machetes to be walking around killing our people in the names of helping their animals, where our people are being killed, and they ask us not to retaliate, they ask us not to kill, they ask us not to do anything? I come with appeal this night to all dear friends all over the world. Please, my brothers and sisters, let us keep everything apart. Our whatever that is dividing us, whatever that the Sioux have used to divide the Igbos, the Ibibios, the Akan, the Anang, the people, they divided us. They call them the Southern Nigeria. They call them the Niger Delta. They call them or whatever. They should know that an Urobo man is
a Biafran. They should know that the Anand man is a Biafran. They should know that the Ibibio man is a Biafran. They should know that part of it, you are Biafran. They should know that these are the, we are from the same blood. We are all the same. This is the time for us to leave everything apart, whatever is separating us, and focus on one issue, and that is to get Biafra. I appeal to every one of them. As many that are putting stores on our road, as so many in Ohanaeze Ndigbo, as many that do not believe in this struggle, please, every one of them, wherever they are, they should believe in this struggle. This is the struggle to emancipate our children. This is the struggle to emancipate ourselves. This is the struggle to emancipate our youth. This is the struggle to emancipate our land from occupation of the British House of Fulani Hooligans. This is the time we all need to rise up. I want to appeal to every one of us, whether you believe in Nnamdi Kanu or you didn't believe in him, whether you like what he's doing or not, you don't like what he's doing, I want you to know one thing, that many people have failed us. Uwazirite has failed us, so many of them have failed us, but I know Nnamdi is not failing us, and he cannot fail us. I want to beg every Biafran all over the world, anywhere you are hearing my voice, please and please, let us forgive ourselves. Whatever we have done to one another, whatever you think that Nnamdi Kanu have said, I want you to know that freedom is not getting in a platter of gold. It's not, you don't get freedom by rubbing people's face and telling them it is okay. Freedom is getting by telling people the truth, the way it is and how it is. I want people that feel offended by Nnamdi, please and please again, let's leave our whatever behind. Let's know that the truth is said in Radio Biafra. I've never seen one day that Nnamdi Kanu spoke in Radio Biafra that become a lie. Everything that he said come to pass. When he told us that House of Fulani has invaded our land, we thought it's a joke. Now they are there, and the foolish governors in the southeast are telling us they will never allow terrorists to come into our land when they are there already. They just caught 33 buses. You don't know how many of them that have been in the land before they caught 33 buses. You don't know where they are hiding now. The people that planted the bomb in Living Faith Church, you don't know where they are before they went there to plant the bomb. There are many of them still in the Biafra land, and I pray, God forbid, for any of our brothers, any of our sisters to be a victim of Boko Haram in our own land. I want to beg all Biafrans all over the world, please and please again, let us unite. Let's leave all our differences behind. Let's focus on this point. Let's get Biafra first. When we get Biafra first, then I believe that the government of Biafra will put everything in place. I want to ask my director, please, the account number that the Radio Biafra sent to us last time, please. You know the infrastructure in this zoo where we are right now, the bank are not working here. There's no Fidelity or Diamond Bank here. All we have is Eco Bank, GTB, Zenith, First Bank, please. If there's any account that you can send to us, then we can use it to do whatever we want to do. But the two banks that were sent to us, they are not operating here. Please, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing, and I know that the fact you will take us to the promised land. I believe it from the bottom of my heart. And I'm waiting for the day that I will take the Biafran flag and I will sing. I'll be singing it. But that day I will raise it up. My child will be around me and we will sing together and we will shout freedom and we will thank you, Kwapiama, who has sent you, who has given us the freedom. I know it will happen. I have a dream. I know that dream will come to pass. I saw all Biafran all over the world. Please join this movement. Join this cause. Your $1 is important. Your $2 is important. Your $1 is important. However you can make it, please do. And I know that when we get Biafra, Tukwabiama will bless every one of us. I'm standing by Dr. Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
I don't know if you're a preacher, but you speak very, very well and very eloquently as well. Very, very eloquent in your presentation. Thank you very much for that. I enjoyed it. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome all those joining us for the very first time. We continue to remind everybody that Radio Biafra comes 2 times every blessed day. We come 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. every blessed day without fail. 7 a.m. in the morning we are here. 7 p.m. we are also here transmitting this gospel of redemption to wherever the earth stops. As long as you have satellite, as long as you have internet connectivity, once your phone is a smartphone or you have a tablet, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. If for whatever reason you're not able to, If you go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, if you go to www.radiobiafra.co, which is our main website, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra on it. Sometimes people call us so much that our systems cannot carry the volume of calls coming in. But we remain ever grateful to Chukwu Abiama for his kindness, his mercy, and the fact that we are here to do his bidding and his work, which we must do. Please, if you're joining us, we are setting up the Biafra Defense Fund. This fund is intended to help us to protect this very land, this very holy land, from the encroaching barbarous, murderous Islamic army represented by Boko Haram and ISIS coming behind them. We have to stop them. If we are waiting on the traditional powers to do so, some of them will not come to us. We have to look for new friends, and that is why I am going to Europe and beyond. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are. As ever, we are in Enugu, and we are Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Ejuku Karen from France. I'm from Alba, in the local government in Biafra.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I have two things I want to emphasize on this evening, you know. Regarding to the caller who called you from Britain, concerning the way you talk about the British, whatever genocide or whatever they did during the Biafran War, the role they played against our people. You know, that apologist of British people by our border, I was so surprised to hear this comment because a lot of people have been making this comment. But you answer this guy the way that I was not satisfied because these people, they are afraid of, you know, our people, they don't know what they are afraid of. Didn't you tell him that we don't need Britain in this affair? That Britain is a debt. Anywhere they go in, anywhere they come in, there is always death in a massive way. We don't need them. If their politicians, they know that what their government did 1967-70 against the Biafran are not good, they should come out and you know, table it on their government's affair. You know, that is the reason why I love France. You know, France, they are a paper country. You know, when you remember the genocide they committed in Rwanda, Angola, Gate. You know, the case came in, and the Angola people, the Rwanda people, they did not take it easy with France. France being so clever enough, France, their politicians who were not supporting what the role that France played during that genocide, they took the whole affair on themselves. You know, and even to the extent of going to ransack the office of the former president then, you know, looking for the proofs to, you know, to prove France wrong what they did in that Angola gate. You know, so, and as you can see, when they were doing their own commemoration of the people that were massacred in their place, they categorically told France that they should not step in. They don't want to see France in their country. You know? And France respected them. These are people who are outspoken. When you look at what is happening, you know, in Biafra or something, instead of delaying human rights now, if they said they want to go to court, since they love court, they should have gone to take British people or sue them for the genocide and bring it up internationally. Why then going to sue Nigeria to court in Nigeria, you know, with Nigerian judges led by Nigerian government, you know? And so that all those things, if that border is looking for British passport, you should go and look it for from them without, you know, involving their first thing on it. So what I am saying is that it is time for us to make that noise and tell the British people that what they is wrong, and we don't need them in this affair. They should stay away from this matter. We don't want them.
You know, they should go and continue destroying other countries as they are, because there's no country that British people step in that there's no problem today. You see, look at what is happening in Central Africa, French colonies. For Central Africa, the Christians took it upon themselves and they said no for Muslims, Islamists. They are fighting against Islam, Christians, there. They said no. Even when France came there, they could not even do anything. But if it was British people, they would arm those Islamic groups in Central Africa to massacre the Christians. But thank God it wasn't so. So, Director, are you hearing me?
Loud and clear, live and direct, yes.
So, that is what I want to point out on this. Then another thing I want to beg you for, please, Director, you know, concerning what Barrister Imam Mezu was saying. Yes, Barrister Imam Mezu is right, somehow. It's right, yes, I must say it's right. Because not all evils are bad, you know. According to the suffering that they impose on us, because the Biafra, we are the people who suffered a lot more than every other tribe in that Biafra land, because Biafran people was the majority of the people who fought this war. So, and after the war, they focused their attention against us, and our people turned to a different thing, I don't know. Because the Bible said in the book of Psalm chapter 11, verse 3, it said that when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know? The foundation was destroyed, and our people became something else. You know? So, sometimes, after all, I've always said that when one sinner repents, the heaven rejoices for only one soul that came, you know, to the kingdom of God, that repent and come into the kingdom of God. They let even merriment for that. So, Director, you should look around you and see that we Igbos, a lot of all that is in this struggle, we have repented. Even including you, we have repented because you were not born today. You were not born today. So if we have kept quiet out of ignorance since how many years, and we not just come out now to begin to talk about it. That is to say, there was once we were ignorant, and there was once we were keeping silent. So all of us who are in this struggle, I think, who are strongly in this struggle, who have come out with wholeheartedly, I think we have made a move of repentance. So if you are condemning evil people, just look around you, see that there are people who are in this struggle, that there are evil people as well, they have repented. If not, even you, including you, even by some members as well, including him. Because I should, if it is to say so, I will say even you in hand. See, because you are older than me, you know, and then most of our brothers who are in this struggle, who are even older than you, you know, I will say, if we have to condemn, we'll condemn them. We'll say, why didn't you start to do when we were still small? Because we were adults when we were still small. You understand? So now I am just saying, if you can just look around and change some area, the way you talk about our people, evil people. I used to say it before, but I began to see that we make the same mistake by keeping quiet, allowing these people to continue imposing all this nonsense to us, even in this modern world we are in. So, thank you very much, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome every view, every opinion. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. If you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Good evening, Nanikalo. This is Antonio from Rome, coordinator of Rome.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I will wish you to permit me for a song first. Then I will continue.
Please go ahead.
With the truthfulness that was inbuilt in you. The song goes like this. A song. And it says, Obogini kangejina kaneniwe o. Obogini kangejina kaneniwe o. Ifunanya neziokuo. okwukwe n'ezi ọnụ ofu ụzọ n'uziri ka nge ji n'aka we n'elu igwe. Nnamdi Kanu, I bless you in the name of the Lord, and I bless the entire hood of indigenous people of Biafra around you.
Thank you.
I've been trying for a long time, quite long days and weeks. And now I am opportune to get and speak. Though maybe the line is not clear according by the signal that my laptop is giving me. But I hope you people are hearing me quite surely. I thank you all for the contributive efforts that everybody has been chipping in into the restoration of the indigenous people of Biafra as we are going on this course. I will pledge to everybody, especially those in Italy, especially in Rome, in any formulation, wherever they belong to, that Biafra must come. And I pray that Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, who has been leading this course up to today, in danger, in good, in harmony, to continue leading us and protect us.
Yes, sir.
Because it is that he who is down need fear no fall. And we shall not fall. We should not be afraid of whatever the enemies around the world, those hidden and those open, whatever they try to chip in to block this cause. We pray that Chukwu Abiama will make them relentless, and we will be in the top of them. Because he said, in whatever you wish your brother, equally you wish yourself. Anybody who has been contributing relentlessly to see the downfall of our cause with our hearts, I think they cannot succeed. And the Lord can never make them to succeed. Many people have spoken about money contribution and everything. I know that Chukwu Abiama is our contribution.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Chukwu Abiama until Biafra come. Nnamdi Kanu, have a courage.
Thank you, my dear brother.
And I pray every moment. I speak really, because sometimes I listen carefully, and I know not only by speaking, because it is by your mind and your faith that we will use to get this Biafra. I'm now appealing to all indigenous people of Biafra, anywhere they are, that they should not only talk babological ballosity or talk because they think we are Tamagans. They should count one and two, the promise you have made. All you have read, all you have prophesied is coming to actuality. And I pray that they should have that faith and the mind to follow up. Because a good listener is a good explainer. If you don't listen carefully before you intercede in any question, we are not going anywhere. We are not a good student. Please, Nnamdi Kanu, I will try and use this opportunity to thank Barrister Umemezu, Uchemwefo, Karumonde, and equally my national coordinator here, Iroanya, Michael Iroanya, who has been making every effort to see that Italy is one of those countries that really believe in indigenous people of Biafra to come to victory. I use this opportunity equally to tell all the Igbos in Rome that they should not be afraid. They should not be a tamagant. They should not be a gossiper. They should follow the right course, because he that will fight for a cause and a just cause always inherit the kingdom of heaven. We are humiliated. Coupled with what is happening downtown, Our people are being killed in that zoo. It is high time we strike ourselves out and select those who have the faith and the mind to build a new republic. They should know and they should come out to support this cause, because it's a cause, a land that is fertile, that no one, our children, when we get it, they will not suffer. And we have made it for them. And that is my belief. Myself, I am here. I am tired of being in a foreign land. If they are not yet tired, let them continue being a slave in a foreign land. Because Matthew Baruka, a musician, said that it is a disgrace for a black man to stay in a white man country for so long. And for this, I'm saying it could be a shame for those who refuse to come and contribute to the success of this cause, that they should remain in the white man country for long. But how long shall we do this? Please, everybody, everyone all over the world, in the zoo, in Biafra land, to fasten up your belt, because this is the right time to get Biafra. We are not getting Biafra because our hands are stained in blood. Those that their hands are stained in blood are still enjoying the benefits that comes from that country. Talk less those whom their hands are clean. The Chukwu Abiama we worship must always select us and let us see the promised land. Yes, I believe strongly that we that are fighting and suffering, some of us have no home now, but we have Biafra in our spirit. Some of us cannot pay our house rent, but the little shilling that we get, we try to make it work. God and Chukwu Abiama should hear our prayer every day of our life, because this is the temple we worship. Like you always say, I believe in thee, I believe in you, and I believe in all you have been saying. Nandekano, you have been blessed. Lead us and we shall arrive. And I'm using this opportunity now to tell the indigenous people of Biafra in Rome that on Friday 20th, we are having an important meeting to discuss about the welfare and the contributing aspect to help our people to be free, that all should turn out in mass, those who are spiritually inclined, that we shall build it. Nobody can do it for us if we don't do it. Why must they be afraid? Why must they be tantalizing? Why must they be gossiping? Little you have, serve us. Please, everybody should rise and stand fit for this cause. For victory shall be for us, I believe. Secondly, Dr. Carlo, I would like to tell you, call you a doctor, but you are more than a doctor. You are more than a prophet. I don't know, no quality to qualify your own personality. Because up to this stage that we have found ourselves, it is because of your zeal. Just only one single man telling the truth. Why is it that we cannot follow that route? Because the Lord said that the road to righteousness is very
narrow. It's very narrow indeed, my dear brother. Very, very narrow. I don't know if I've lost him. That is our coordinator in Rome, a very good man. A very, very good man. And Chukwu Abiama will bless him and his family. Thank you very much. This work must continue. We have nothing than the truth. That is our only weapon. We have a caller on the phone. You have been waiting. Innocent Ugochukwu, stay where you are on Skype. The caller on the phone has been waiting for a very long time, and we commend him for that. He will now commence by giving us his name or her name and where he or she is calling from, please.
Yeah, of course, Director. I have to wait and the start pushing. It's like I suddenly say, I'm a footballer of Biafra. And Biafra is important for me more than any other thing, more than life even.
Thank you.
My name is Ene
Max in Ocha Meriji from Germany.
Yes.
They're from Mumbi State. Yeah, he's from Mumbi in Mumbi State. That's one man.
Thank you.
Well, Director, as I always say, I will never thank you enough for the good work you have been doing. Many people don't know the value of you. Yes, there is one idea which says that only you can have a deal in our money. So, we, more than just we Igbos, we don't know the value of you. We don't know. But I hear that Chikwa Biamabu opened their spiritual eyes to know that Messiah is by their side and is also by our side. Well, Director, I call because of one guy who called from UK who is saying that we should not criticize British people. Director, please, I want you to answer me this question. I know that you are still the only one. Because British people, in the time of colony, they argued with our leader, our chief, Henry, by saying that Henry said that God is okay. Not a spirit, not more, but they argue him by saying that, yeah, God is a spirit, which is. So, Director, I know that you are seeing a spirit also, and seeing our food is now upon our music. Yeah, why is it that all the whole colony of British, all the whole British colony in Africa, more than that, we black Africans, always say broad. For example, Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and I forgot to call it South Africa.
Sudan. Sudan.
Sudan. What is it that all the whole British colony in Africa share blood that the blood is not that to keep one to work in millions, in thousands? Why is it that that is one? Director, if you. One thing I want to keep and one suggestion I want to bring out, please, before the answer is given, because I can't forget, the evil people will tell us, God is not living in humans. Rather, it comes. When it comes, then our head can grab it. So, this one thing I want, you know that, in family of this Tamite, that might be interesting because you mentioned of Tamite today. So, you see, the Tamite family, they have a builder, they have a graver. They have their soldiers. Likewise in America, in Britain. When sometimes these British people, they used to send some of their group in country, in Nigeria, they come and they will have someone who is convincing, putting confusion between brother and brother. They still have some people that is in all your side, having their own, while they are fighting with their brothers. Their tanker is somewhere feeding them, taking our oil. You see, so I'm saying this in the sense that if you not do something, you people are there, just think in another way which we can use to mobilize more people and to convince more exercise our evils here, because what I'm saying this is that I've been evangelized, I go almost every time talking about them, but I don't know what I said, that it's a special spirit or special evil spirit in them that is, when we are talking this is so we will be arguing with you to the end. So I want you people to think and find another issue and another solution which we can use in defeating these people and open their eyes, because if a someone who is totally blind and you are trying to open his eyes to see, therefore you are ringing there, telling them that death is at their door. They should come out and see, but they are just blocking. Their ears are totally blocked.
I will tell you why. You asked two questions. The first one is this: why is it that anywhere the British goes, there is always strife? There is war and there is death. It is because of the method they employ. The British, the old guard, the British colonial mentality is the best. Let me help you, not just in Africa. India, how about India, Pakistan, Bangladesh? How about Sri Lanka? they were there as well. Anywhere they go to, there is war because of the method, the policy they employ to get into you is divide and rule. Very, very deadly and effective. It's a very simple tactic. Do you know the people employing divide and rule now? They are your Pentecostal pastors and they're doing very well, isn't it? They come and they tell you that your uncle is your problem. You have sickness, they say it's your stepmother holding you. You have a problem, they say it is your brother who doesn't want to see your progress. Divide and rule is the most ancient and effective way to advance any selfish interest. That is why the British were very phenomenal at it. That is why they conquered and held more territory than any other recent empire. But with every empire that is man-made, it crumbled as well because Americans said enough is enough. This is the problem that the British have and why they do this. Do you know they even tried it in Biafra land? Do you know that was why they defeated us? They brought divide and rule into Biafra. Before the British left, they instituted something called a minority commission. That minority commission said the head of police, of customs, of fire brigade must come from Niger Delta, a minority. Before they came, there was no minority. When the British came, the British, with the help of Awolowo and Hausa people, the British knew that if Biafran nationalities remained intact, that Biafra will emerge. They knew we were great people before. The British wrote in their own documentation, the amalgamation document, they referred to us as the Great Igbo Nation. That is the word of Frederick Lugard. No, he said great for a white European to refer to any indigenous race as great. They must have seen something great in them. Now, what the British did was to set about, after having encountered Nnamdi Azikiwe, they said, we don't want another Oluwade Ekwuanu, the very slave that defeated them in the House of Commons debate many, many centuries ago. They said, because of that, we're going to deal with them. The only thing you can do to Biafra is to go to Port Harcourt and say, you know your name is Rivers, not Igbo. They go to Bibio, they say, oh no, you're different, can't you see? They never told the Bibio people that the word Bibio means Ibunta. They never told them that. They went to Efik and said, oh Efik, you are very, very different. They never said to Efik people that the Ebe that you have here, if you go over there in Aluchukwu, they also have Ebe as well. Because you share the same cultural and traditional similarities, you must be one people. They went to Ija and said, oh my goodness me, you are different. Your name is Tamunabo. You are Clark. Your name is Johnson Green. Your name is Brown Smith. You have all these silly names. In Ijoland. Hopeless, useless names. Good luck, Jonathan. Is that a human being's name? They told him that his name is not Ebel Azikiwe. Your name is Good Luck, Jonathan. They accepted it. All in a bid to divide and destroy the children of God. But we now know their trick. They never told the Ishekiri people, Ishekiri, you are Biafra. Their own document, it is written to the chiefs of Ishekiri and Biafra. By Her Britannic Majesty's Government Queen Victoria. They never told the Robo people that you are where you are today in so-called Delta State. That you migrated. Everybody came from Uri. Everybody, every soul, everybody, Ishekiri, Urobo, Ijo, Ibibio, Efik, everybody is from one family. One single family from Anambra. One family. Of course, we met the people of the forest here. In answer to your question, my dear brother, the British employ divide and rule. Divide and rule means you come into a family, you tell the first child that the last born is holding them. You tell the last born that, oh, didn't you see that your brother tried to poison you before? He generates enmity between the two of you. As you're busy fighting, he's busy sucking oil and taking cotton away from you, taking tea from Ceylon. Going and taking all your natural resources. Anywhere the British went to, there is war. And in everywhere they went to, with the exception of Mahatma Gandhi that did a very great work, Islam would have overrun India. Do you know that the British agreed to partition India into three, or is it into four? Bangladesh, India, and also Pakistan. Do you know because they agreed to that because Pakistan is Muslim? Had Pakistan been Christians, they would say to India Hindu, you must rule over them. They gave us the Bible to tell you how dubious they are. They brought the Bible to us. told us about Genesis, Revelation, all this crap, garbage they wrote to us. And after that, they go and support Islam. The British people have never supported the emergence of any Christian country to be free. Never, never, ever in their history. And they go to creation. They try to teach us about God. They knew that we are directly descended from God. There is a global conspiracy. We are telling our people today, I've told you this before. There is a global conspiracy against Biafra. People don't know this. Do you know the reason why? Any day some of you understand the meaning of Biafra, you will know. I will not tell you on the air because some of us are not yet spiritually purified enough to understand what Biafra means. Some don't know what it means. Any day you understand, you will then know the reason why 3.5 million people were killed the whole world over. Nobody wants to mention the word Biafra because they don't want to remind you that you're the children of God. Nobody wants to tell you that. It is for you to find out. That is what we are doing now. Now we know that we are directly descended from heaven. They can no longer lie to us. You wanted to know about Igbo people. How do you convince them? Do you know how to convince them? Kill 4 million of them today. If Boko Haram is strong enough, they should slaughter every Igbo person in the north. Biafra will come next weekend. It happened to the Jews. The wise men of this world, they went all over the place preaching Zionism for nearly 200 years. Nobody was listening until Hitler came with a knife and slaughtered them, 6 million. Everybody started running back to Israel. By the time they got there, they told them, you have no land, though. They have to fight their way in. The only luck we have is that we still occupy our land. If not, we would have been nomads forever. Look at Kurdistan. The same thing happened in Kurdistan. The British divided them after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. There is Kurdistan in Iran. There is Kurdistan in Iraq. There is Kurdistan in Syria. You have Kurds also in Turkey. Divided into four countries. Those that know the PKK and their story, they have been waging a very violent battle against the Turkish authorities for very many years. Today, I am happy to say that Kurdistan in Iraq is almost a free country. The only reason why Islam can't go there is because if you're an Islamic person, you come in, they kill you. They don't ask you questions. If you are an Islamic person, you walk in an Arab, you go into Kurdistan because they're all Muslims. If you're an Arab person, you go into Kurdistan, they kill you there. Immediately, without no court, no trial, nothing. They cut off your head. In your next life, you won't be an Arab person. That is one thing you need to know, my dear brother. I believe I have explained it in great detail to you. We are the children of creation. Chukwokike is our God.
I can understand that. Thank you very much. I know that you are a spirit, as I say. Director, I want to use this opportunity also to remind some reverend father, pastor, although majority of the pastor is Yoruba pastor, that sometimes they are using indirect way or one way or another, crippling our young soldiers, young soldiers, by preaching some nonsense for them by saying, killing is a sin. I wonder if they say killing is a sin, if their brother or their relative is one of these victims being killed by bomb, will they be continued to be saying this? I can remember one reference as ambassador, that's one message, one something he said when he was preaching. Now, we are grandfathers, Tony will say, we are grandfathers, we say to the children of God. Now, I am a minister, I could go, where are they going? A great Hana, a very simple. If you have a young Hana, yes, you people should stop between some people, preaching. I know that in the zoo, there is a lot of problem, hunger and everybody now is looking for money. Including the grandfather, sorry to say this, I'm a Catholic. I go to church also, but there are some certain things, before you know it, they will say, don't judge. It is the right for God to judge. I don't believe in that anymore. They have received up enough. So we have to now write. So I want to say this, mister, they shouldn't be crippling our soldiers destroying their mind, polluting their mind by saying that killing is a sin. You will see someone going from house to house, preaching, repent, there is the son of Jesus Christ at hand. Director, please, you have to talk to them on this also. Thank you very much, I really want us to contribute. God bless you and keep the
mind. Thank you. And you too, thank you very, very much. We are going to go to last caller in a minute, but I want to address that very question posed in the beginning when they asked us and said, not a question, we went to a Christian or were preaching to an Igbo person and the Igbo man said, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in violence. That makes me wonder sometimes, do our people actually study the Bible? Do they understand history? Do you not know that without guns and bullets today, you will not be Christians? Do you know you were conquered by force of arms for you to accept the Bible? Do you know you were defeated in war? The Christians came with guns and bullets. That's how you are a Christian today. You don't know that, do you? Go and read. Most of you don't study. Go and study. I've been doing it for 18 years and still studying. As I'm traveling, I have 2 books I have not read. And I will devour it as I'm going. As I'm touring Europe. Most of you must understand this. You need to go and study. The reason why you are a Christian today is that people came with guns and bullets and killed your ancestors and imposed Bible on you. Very, very simple. Go and read your history. Christianity came with conquest, the same way that Islam is spreading by conquest. Hey, black African people, God save you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. Here we speak the truth. You may not like it and we don't care, but it's the truth. Your name and where you are, the caller on the on Skype, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Horrible director. My name's Innocent Onyeka Chukwu, Maramugo Chukwu. I originally from Mbedi in Oru West, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I want to use this opportunity to salute you, my honorable director, Nnamdi Kanu, and every esteemed servant of the indigenous people of Biafra for the good work they are doing towards the total restoration of this sovereignty of our beloved country, Biafra. Director, I can use this opportunity to recognize my people that are here working with me here in Dallas, Texas. There's somebody like Oboniapa, who is living in Nebraska, always be with me when I need it. And my secretary, Ike Chukwu, Hillary Ike Chukwu, who lives in Oklahoma. There are wonderful Biafrans that are working with me. And Ugo Chukwu Uzokwelu, my treasurer here in Dallas, my humble and the real born Biafran. Kelechi Ohanaja, it's an attorney, my PRO. These are my wonderful people who surround me here in Dallas and who work with me all the time to make sure we are what we are here in Dallas, Texas today. And before I go on, I have to recognize my wife, my beloved wife, who always with me, behind me, day and night, remind me who I am as a Biafran, who always tell me that whatever you do, Biafra come first. I love you, my wife, Chinyere Ugochukwu. And I want to recognize my honorable rep, my crew. Uranya, he is a wonderful Biafran, very, very eloquent. Whatever he do everything right to make sure everybody to understand that Biafra is our ultimate. And I want to recognize again my horrible, the national rep, Wanuneni. You are wonderful. You hold that post and you're doing well with it. I'm with you, and I must work with you. I must admit that there are tasks do doubting, but someone must do it for the sake of our fallen heroes and heroines. The living and generation yet unborn, I recognize how privileged I am to serve as the assistant national coordinator in the USA and as well as the national coordinator for the volunteers in USA again, because I am a Biafran. I will die Biafran. Our strength as a people lies in our unity of foes, in the world of J.K. Rowling, we are only as strong as we are united, and as weak as we are divided in unity. We remember our heroes and heroines on the 30th of May. Your commitment, discipline, and financial support were unprevailed, resulting in the success we recorded in all over eight countries around the world. We are now the most crucial phase of the struggle for our freedom, and this requires even more everything that we have been undone in the past. More commitment, more discipline, and obviously more money. I therefore call on Biafras in the United States, indeed, Biafras all over the world, to rise to occasion and sacrifice more, knowing that freedom is never free, and it can never be free. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speaks on the Negroes in 1965 noted, I beg to substitute Biafra for Negroes and oppression for segregation. There are many Biafras who will never fight for freedom, yet who will be eager enough to accept it when it comes. And there are millions of Biafras who have never known anything but oppression, who are so devoid of pride and self-respect that they have resigned themselves to oppression. Yet other Biafrans, comfortable and complacent, personal profit for oppression. Fellow indigenous people of Biafra, may none of these words be said of you. This is not the time to be indifferent. It is time to be part of the movement that is changing the course of history, because our director is a truth and a honest person. This is not the time to cower in a fear. It is the time to meet our enemies headlong. This is not the time to talk and talk. It is time for action. It is the time to volunteer to serve in the army of Biafra. The time to donate generously so that the enemy of we, the adequate equipped with the curse and my mission to combat the force of darkness that have oppressed us for years. Oh, and as the director would say, it is either you are a volunteer or you are a financier. And when the pages of history are written, what shall be said of you? What would you be remembered of? You just live and live, nothing you can proud of. You die being coward. What a shame for we of Biafrans. Our fallen heroes and heroines, those of them that made the ultimate sacrifice that we may live, have done their own part. But we, the young Biafrans, and behoovers of us, therefore, to do ours. It is expected us to protect the length and the breadth of our God-given territory. It is incumbent of us to drive away Boko Haram, Fulani cattle herders, from our sacred land. It is obligatory for us to end the killing of Biafrans in Nigeria being the zoo. It is required of us to thwart the plot by the Mohammedan Emirates of the North to forceful Islamize the whole Biafra land. And most important, it is our responsibility to bring back truth and justice to our land so that the democracy is persuaded for can flourish once again. Only by performing these duties, we will be able to build a civilization that will be the envy of nations, where we can truly say that we have government of the people, by the people, for the people. The die has been cast, so make yourself available. Make your resource available. Stand up and be counted as a Biafran. Oh, hey, Biafra, my people, good people of Biafra. We can do all these things, and we know we can do this. And by saying this, I'm telling people here in Dallas to know that this coming Sunday, we're having a meeting here in Dallas. It's now or never. And this meeting we held at 606 Uriel Boulevard, Suite 102, Duncanville, Texas, zip code 75116. For more information, you can give me a call, 214-418-2880. Or you can call my PRO, Kelechi Ohanaja, 615-305-4084. Or you can call my treasurer, Ugochukwu Zokwelo, 817-987-5804. And this meeting we had in Duncanville. And we are going to present the new office we have here in Dallas on that very day. So everybody has to come and contribute your quota, your ideas. Especially now we are in this second phase of this struggle. We don't have no time
to come out.
Can you hear me? No, I can. It's not coming out on the system. I don't know. Can you hear me? Ugochukwu, no, you cannot hear me. We've lost him and we have overshot our time as well. We do. Of course, we have some people on hold, but unfortunately, we can no longer continue to take calls. Please try and spare whatever thing you have to say for morning, because 7 a.m. we will be live on air once again, because we come to you twice every blessed day, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. in the evening. This is Radio Biafra, where truth is spoken. Do you know how to discover the truth? Ask questions. That's all. In law, it is called cross-examination. That is how you dismantle a liar. If anybody says to you they are going to court to bring your freedom, ask them, where in recorded history have you had an instance where you went to court to get your freedom? And the case will be closed. One question only, and it is over. For them, we will not lie to you. We will not deceive you. We will defend very vigorously all that we believe in. We shall pursue Biafra independence until Biafra comes without fear, without any prevarication, without hesitation, without retreating, and without surrendering. We only march forward. If you speak to Igbo people and they say, no, for goodness sake, we have a Fik, we have a Bibio, we have a Shekiri, we have a Robo, we have a Jo people, speak to them. Speak to those wishing to join us who are in Edo. Some of them are even serving us in various capacities. Look for those of them in Igala. Look for those of them in Idoma. Somebody said, we are not going to create another mini Nigeria. And I said no to them, because we'll be one. We will all be under one value system, equality before God and before the law. That is the basis of unity. We share the same thing in common, a desire and a quest to be free. And mind you, our system of government is not going to be like anyone you've ever seen before. People are going to be allowed to govern their areas. Edo will govern Edo if they want to come with us. Ishekiri will govern Ishekiri land and run it in Ishekiri language, and make laws relevant for Ishekiri people. Urobo will also have their own parliament. Every major ethnic group will have their own parliament, making laws in their own language and in total control of their resources. The only thing we have in common will be defense, health, and education, because we want every child to receive qualitative education. Housing shall be overall. We want everybody to be housed properly in a decent building. There will be no homelessness in Biafra. None whatsoever. It will be the duty of local government to maintain the roads in their locality. If you fail to maintain it, the chairman of the local government will go to prison. Biafra will be different. I can assure you, categorically, it won't be like this mess. We will not appeal to people to change their ways of life. We will use the law to compel you to change your life for the better. That is why when you are at the airport in the zoo, it's so rowdy. As soon as the same people who were making noise are rowdy, once they land in Europe, everybody behave themselves. Funny, isn't it? Because you know that place, the law works. We have preached this very gospel today. It is the gospel of the restoration of not only Biafra, but of hope. The gospel of the restoration of dignity. the gospel of the restoration of honesty and the gospel that will bring back truth, that key ingredient, truth, into our lives. That is why we are open. That is why we offer Biafra as sacrifice to Chukwu Abiama. And that is why Biafra is our religion. And on this very platform is where we shall continue to worship until the end of time. Because that same Chukwu Abiama, Chukwu Okike, is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will always bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening, and good night from your beloved capital, which is now under siege, mind you, by Fulani headsmen. But Chukwu Abiama is God. We shall see you again 7 a.m. in the morning. Be safe where you are, and good night from Biafra land.